Hi, everybody. This is John Forrester with Out of Character, and today we are going to be picking up Horde of the Dragon Queen, the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition module, but I also have the players with me, if you guys will go around and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'll be playing Cyril the Slight, a Goliath.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Hess. I'm playing Praxis Quickblade, the Sorcerer Minotaur.
I'm Jessica. I am playing Brina Stonebridge, a fighter, and with the Keepers, which is our kind of homebrewed...
Our homebrewed holy order that's meant to kick Zastam in the taint.
Yes.
Ouch.
He's a jerk.
He's a jerk. Yeah.
I'm Tina. I'm playing Fatima, a high desert outlander, ranger, kind of just all around kick-ass. And she has a hawk.
I'm playing Freeze Crag's daughter. I am an elf barbarian. And I am, I've been raised by barbarians, and I am looking for my elven people.
And you're from Icewind Dale.
I am from Icewind Dale.
That's where they adopted you.
Right.
Okay, so, just to give people kind of a rundown, if you are jumping into the podcast this week, last time, the heroes came together randomly, when they discovered that the town of Greenest had come under attack by raiders. They proceeded to fight a pitched battle throughout the city against kobolds and raiders and dragons and all sorts of things. You helped to save the town, earning their favor. Then Fatima and Brina went off and fought some interesting bird people. You made some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
You also saved some horses and earned yourself some coin.
Yep.
And then you proceeded back to town. The rest of you, I believe, have been escorting and helping as best you can in the recovery. The following day has been spent mostly helping the injured, collecting the dead, and trying to stop the town from burning to the ground because they started a lot of fires. You guys are still making your way back to town, so you are on horseback. You were loaned horses by the town, so you're going to be making your way back. You guys, Praxis and Sarl, you are well positioned. You have been resting for about an hour. They've brought you some water. They've asked you to rest, recuperate, get your strength back, because you've been just working all day. Jade, you are also going to be resting close at hand. They want you guys on reserve. The town guards are doing most of the heavy lifting at this point. You've done your bit. They want you on hand in case more raiders show up. They don't want you exhausted.
Or a dragon.
Or a dragon. A dragon would be bad.
Well, that damn blue dragon bastard killed my father.
Oh, language.
Racist. He
dragon
killed my
born.
Father.
Dragon born, not a dragon.
He is not a dragon born. He's a dragon. He is a
dragon spawn.
Dragon spawn.
Ah.
The three of you are resting in the courtyard of the keep. You have been, you know, again, given a chance to recuperate. No one's really bothering you. You hear the rapid galloping of hooves as two riders come barreling through the gates. They have small, black, feathered creatures clutching desperately to their backs, two each behind them.
Faster! Faster!
No, they don't like it. They're terrified. They're just kind of staring at it. Oh, God! You do recognize Fatima and her horse. You recognize Brina, and you have her. She's on a big, beautiful, white war horse, just pure snow, comes galloping up, and, you know, not great horsemanship on your part.
No.
Kind of rears back a little bit when you bring it up short. Groomsmen come running up to help you both dismount. They know not to go near Fatima because they can't touch you. They, you know, they hold the bridle of your horse, like, respectfully, like...
Yep.
How would you guys like to react to the appearance of the Birdman and your erstwhile allies?
Slackjaw. That's my response.
Just kind of...
Slackjaw.
That's a thing.
Just kind of like...
Okay.
I'm just staring at you with my mouth open because this is beyond my comprehension.
Just a weird look like, so what did you guys do?
Oh, it's a long story. We were bored. Yeah.
You know.
The small bird people flappingly jump down off the horses and start looking around. You notice them kind of surreptitiously, like, picking up shiny rocks yeah. and putting them in their pouches.
Can I identify okay. what these things are?
They are Kenku.
They are Kenku. Right.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so...
diminutive bird-like thieves.
They're not thieves. They're just misunderstood.
They borrow.
They borrow things.
They're like, those little... They're like... Remember the little mole people from the Winnie the Pooh cartoon? They'd leave walnuts, and they'd take all the stuff. They're like, we trade. It's just as good.
I'm just watching for the moment.
Okay.
I'm kind of making sure that they're, you know, not sneaking up on me to take my stuff.
They are going nowhere near you because they see that you are a big, tough woman.
Okay, so here, just to refresh me. Okay, so we brought them back here. Then what did we promise them?
You promised them gold.
Okay.
You promised them money in exchange for their services.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You did also return with the missing hunters who you had found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your friend from Cormyr.
That's right.
They split off from you when you arrived within the city to, you know, they don't...
Well, the guy from Cormyr, didn't he go away?
He is going to go and arrange to make his way home.
Okay.
He didn't want to come up to the keep with you guys. He has no business there. He wants to go home, so he split off from
you. Okay.
I'm going to go up to one of the Kenku.
They kind of huddle up when they see you coming near them. What you want?
I hold my arm out. I have my hand out. You know, like, peace, in a peace gesture.
She's a friend.
Murder.
No.
Murder. They offer you their little feathery hands.
How likely is it that I would know that doesn't mean anything bad?
Give me an intelligence check.
Okay.
I'm rolling it, like, not there.
There we go. Okay.
What'd you roll?
So that is a 6.
Okay. Your intelligence modifier of a awesome 0. You have no idea what that means. It sounds like they're threatening to kill you.
I back off a couple steps. Why are you threatening me?
Murder good. Murder. Murder. Murder.
Without even thinking, as, you know, Vakuma's kind of, you know, like, dealing with her horse, and she's just like, murder!
And I said, no, they want to be your friends. A murder means a pack of birds.
A flock of birds.
They're family. You're one of us.
Oh, hi. Is that what that means to you?
Murder. Family.
Murder good. Murder!
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 You're drawing some looks.
I go and shake their hand.
They shake your hand. They give you a feather.
Thanks. I give them one of my gold pieces.
Oh! They start fighting over it. Mine! No, mine! 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 They're tugging on it. They keep, like, snatching it away from one another.
How many of them are there again?
Four.
Four. I'm going to toss 3 more to them.
They continue to fight. Now they're just squabbling over 4 gold pieces.
Yeah. You guys, you have to behave.
Yeah, I don't think Cher's really in their, you know, psyche.
It's discipline!
A little black, wormy tongue comes out of one of their mouths. He stucks 2 of the gold pieces in his pocket.
Alright, so I say, come, we're gonna go meet the, what do you call him, the Lord?
The governor.
The governor.
Okay.
I've gotta see this.
Yeah.
So you guys,
story in here somewhere.
You guys, you find Governor you find Governor Nighthill in the it's not really a throne room, it's more like the main hall area of the keep. He's meeting with a lot of people are complaining. Merchants are complaining. You know, the captain, the guard is trying to arrange a defense. He's just kind of got this look on his face, like, he's dirty, he looks exhausted, he's covered in just, like, sweat. You can tell that he's been out actively helping, you know, his people as best as he's able. He hasn't been, like, sitting in here drinking wine, and he just looks bone tired. When he sees you guys coming, he gestures for immediate silence and ushers you forward.
Alright, so we're moving up, and I guess the Kenku right behind.
They follow you.
Just kind of like, you know.
Kind of like bird hopping.
Just in one long line.
No, they won't.
Imagine.
No, they don't want to be. You know, one doesn't want to be behind.
All right. So just, yeah.
Okay. So greetings, right. Governor. I brought your horse back in one piece, and your hunters are down in the town.
You have my thanks. We can ill afford to lose any more people in this disaster.
Mm-hmm. That was the good news. The bad news is we do have to pay these guys. Instead, point at the Kenku.
Hey, gold. Yeah, lots of gold. 200 gold each. Lots of gold.
When did we decide 200 gold each?
Before.
Before what?
Now.
I don't recall that.
Much gold. And horses. Chinese.
I told you
my... Big gems.
And Governor, I will let you negotiate the price with them. They did help us a lot.
I will see them paid.
they're good creatures.
Trust me, I dealt with them the whole way here, screaming. They don't like your horses.
Aside from our new friends, was there any other news that you wished to share?
And then I'll tell all about the Cormier and the incident with the guy and who that was and everything. And then I will tell the incident about falling out of about the tree, mm-hmm. everything, and just we didn't find anything else about it. But aside from that, I think everything else was unremarkable. I'll give the best account that I can.
Didn't they know where the cultists were going?
They did have an encounter with the cultists, okay. And they robbed them. So
that's why you brought them. So I explained to him that as well, kind of showing him why we really brought them.
He nods. It was a good decision to bring them back. According to what you're telling me and what our scouts have found, it does coincide with the direction that the cultists and the raiders seem to have traveled. So I would ask that you depart as soon as possible to try and track them to their headquarters. I would like to know what is coming and how we can best prepare. If they're going to return, we need to mount a defense, or we need to abandon the city.
Have you got any more information from the kobold we captured?
He seems to have given us all the information that he has. What he knew was minimal to begin with.
Do you think we could follow him? Let him go?
We could release him, yes. One kobold is little enough threat. I have no fear of him once he's outside of our city.
Do you mind if we gather our group and we kind of talk about what to do next?
No, take your time. When you are ready, please let me know, and if you have any needs, I would see them resolved before you leave.
So I gather up all the people, mm-hmm. all of our guys.
Bros.
Yeah.
I don't like
you.
So.
Yeah,
still help. We need to think of a name.
Bros.
Beth.
The Bros.
The Bros. I'll go with the Bros.
The Bros. Only two
bros.
Male characters.
Bros. I know. Bros.
The Hoes
bros
and
before,
Bros.
No, Bros before Hoes.
No, Hoes before Bros.
Because there's three.
Pros before Hoes.
The Breakfast Clubs.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. No, you lost all privileges in naming our groups.
The Loaded Deck.
Ooh.
Ooh.
To be continued.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are meeting off by the side, huddle up.
Alright, so what do you guys think?
The Kenku, standing right there,
I have a feeling we're kind of stuck with the Kenku.
Kenku!
Hi.
Do you think treasures?
Yes.
On our adventuring, sometimes we run into treasures, but we can't carry all of them back.
We can carry lots. We're strong. Make the muscles.
I just want to be like,
your hand. No. No touch.
Yeah. She kind of puts her finger down, just pushing his forehead back.
Thus becoming the Looney Tunes.
No touch.
If you help us carry our provisions, I'll make sure that you get a shiny thing out of everything that I lose.
They whisper amongst themselves. They look at you. Four shiny things.
One shiny thing for each Kenku.
They spit in their hand and offer to.
Murder.
Yeah, murder!
He's not in the murder.
He's not cool enough.
Oh.
They don't do business with anyone who's in the murder.
Really? Makes sense.
Literally.
Are we in the murder?
You are.
Okay.
Murder.
But remember, we saved them from the...
I would like to, now, find a place to buy some trail provisions.
Mm-hmm.
Buy some trail provisions and load those Kenku up like the whipped mules they will be.
The quartermaster will see them well for even for free if you're just want basic
as
food. They run down to the kitchens. Yeah. You hear a lot of shouting and commotion as pots and pans and everything. You see a cloud of flour come drifting up. And you hear bird-like screeching as they descend upon the kitchens in search of as much food as they can carry.
There we go.
And they leave you to your own devices for the time being.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Help my repertoire. Could you tell me in great detail about your adventures? And I will work on making a story, a song, a performance out of it to help get a little bit of coin on our travels.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conversing.
Do I need to roll on this is when you put the, for converting
this
a story
the podcast
to
on
a
pause and go back and watch the other
No, not in this case. The only reason you would need to roll perform is to actually try to earn some point or win someone over or something like that.
Okay, well, I've added the story of a pied blackbird to my repertoire.
Ooh!
There you go.
I get it! I get it!
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you would like to do?
Is my health all the way up?
You are all at full health.
Okay.
You've had plenty of time to rest.
1 hour.
You need to find the
apparently
exact.
Spell hawk with an E. Is that right?
What?
Hawk? Spell hawk with an E.
No.
Only when you're playing Dragon Age.
Okay.
The character.
Apparently I was playing Dragon Age when I wrote hawk down.
The character hawk is spelled with an E,
yes,
but the animal hawk is not.
Yeah, there's
your
well,
last
okay.
name is Ethan. Your last name ends with an E.
You. Okay, well, my hawk's name is Hawk.
Okay.
Hawkie.
It's
Hawkie.
Hawkie. Trish, Hawk, okay.
Okay, okay.
Hawkie.
When you say it.
Hawk.
All right, so what do we want to do? Do we want to release the kobold? Or do we want to go out and help the scouts? Or what's our next step?
But you guys have been around listening. What do you guys...
Best
can you hawk track a running prey?
Are we allowed to use your hawk? Because I didn't think you were allowed to use it
what
until...
We're just kind of...
How sick is her hawk?
Her hawk is injured. It cannot fly at this point.
Okay.
It's broken away.
Okay.
It is being treated.
And even at this point, we're kind of... She's not really...
You'll get it until level three.
Yeah.
Next level.
Can you fly?
No, they cannot fly.
So who's the fastest amongst us?
Who has the best movement speed? I believe that would be Jade.
30.
35.
Jade's the fastest.
Yeah, I have 30.
30.
She's the fastest on foot.
I have the shortest legs.
How
technically,
mine
should be like 20.
At tracking.
Tracking?
Without being observed.
Not awesome.
Yeah.
You're okay.
That
at
would
it.
Be you.
That would be me.
Yeah,
and I have
yeah.
Best trackers are Jade and or Fatima and Grace.
And I hit things.
You hit things,
and
you're kind of my big dumb warrior.
You set things afire,
hey,
you sing about
it. You know,
and I have a force investigation, so I don't know if that translates into tracking.
That would be more finding bloody knives in the room.
What are you, well, what did you thought? Just tracking this?
Oh,
I thought is.
I do have Mark of the Wild that's good for hiding.
Yes.
My thought is that we send two people out.
Mm-hmm.
One, they're both to track. And whenever we get an idea of where he's going, a very firm idea, one of you will stay and observe, and the other will race back. And we'll continue on the road following behind. If you would leave, like, a broken stick or so that even the dullest among us can track you.
Well, you figure, okay, so do we know this kobold, more than likely this kobold's going to go back to wherever?
Oh, yeah, we have to know. Mm-hmm.
Kobolds, by their very nature, are not... brave. They
aren't. They're going to run back.
They're
going
to try to get back.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
A single kobold is like nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he wants to get back to his people.
They're like fire ants.
Yeah.
I could.
Major pack mentality. If they're by themselves, ooh, they're off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I have the horse, so and I can track. So I can track. Someone can be on the horse with me. Because I'm not going to be going fast.
Well, the fourth person on the horse has to be one of these two, because we can't touch you, because we're guys.
Ooh, touche!
Yep, and I'm too heavy for
the horse. Because obviously we can't sit on a horse not holding onto you.
You're going
to
be too heavy for the horse anyways.
We're both going to be too heavy for the horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a double thing where...
And she's the lightest
of us. You can't
because
we're guys, so...
And you can get back.
And
then
swift. She's
I'm
very
fast,
swift.
Yeah. You're the fastest, so...
I'm foot, yeah.
You will reach the point, like you said... And you'll go back, and I'll just kind of keep tracking, and depending on how fast does a cobalt move?
They're, like,
Okay, so they're about...
They're a little bit slower than you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the fact of...
He's on foot.
It's going to be how easy it is going to be to track him also.
And if we don't give him provisions, it'll slow him down also as he hunts for food.
I think it's less of his speed, more how easy it is. Because
then what he can do
is
also send you back with the horse.
Give him water, but no food. That way he'll have to hunt occasionally.
Yeah, I can send you back with the horse and you can get back to everyone and kind of show him the way.
Yep.
And then at that point is when I'll start leaving signs.
On your way, just leave signs.
Okay.
That way
you guys can keep me... Come, okay.
Like a marker.
Okay, so you're going to be... Scout, ahead on horseback.
Yes.
Jay's going to follow up with the rest as the best tracker, and you guys are going to be the brunt force. Encounter an overwhelm, you're going to be tracking the kobold, you're going to be tracking Fatima, and the rest of them are just kind of...
Am I on foot or on horse?
You can ask for horses, as we exhibited the last time.
Okay.
I believe the only one of you who has animal handling and any particular skill... Oh, you have animal handling. Jade and Fatima are, I believe, the only ones who are specifically good at horseback.
What about a wagon?
We'll be carrying the wagon. We'll have the wagon and the kiku with all the supplies.
Okay.
Wagon with the kenku and the supplies in it.
And all of her heavy armor and...
So I'm just going to sneak.
Another giant person.
You can be sneaky.
We're getting horses.
Okay. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to ask I want it specifically to be like brown, like nature colored.
Okay.
So
you don't want his white view. Well, yeah, because
his
white horse, that was his prized possession.
Yeah, I don't want it to
that
stick out.
That stands out. Yeah.
I want it to be able to like blend in.
Okay.
As much as the horse can blend in.
Okay.
I want a small horse.
You're riding your horse, you want a brown horse, and you guys are coming up with a mule and a donkey kind of wagon situation.
Okay, so I'll go on ahead.
Mm-hmm. We're big.
I'm going to track. I'm going to leave signs for you to see. Fairly obvious, you know, kind of thing.
Which will allow you to signal us to get...
Okay. You just keep... You kind of come up behind me, and then you guys are just following kind of behind her.
We all agree on the plan to split the party.
Always explain the party.
That's never a good idea.
Everyone always laughs and tells me that. The only reason I'm like, yeah, okay, we can do this is because with a horse I can come racing back. I will not engage.
Yeah.
I will, if I see something
if
that looks
can,
like trouble.
You can lure them back to us.
But she doesn't know how far behind we're.
That's the problem.
I know, but if you are in a situation, if something's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you have to, backtrack and get in, even if they do. If they spot you or anything, lure them back to us.
Okay, make sure
that's
not following. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
So you guys meet up. You make your needs known, and Fatima, you go off to the stables to water your horse, get some food, and prepare
Nasara. Yep, I looked it up. Victory. Boom.
Can I ask for a griffin?
No, they don't have a griffin.
I was wondering if they'd be like yes. No.
You can ask.
No.
It was worth a shot. Yeah.
Good try.
They're pulling together the supplies for your wagon. Wagon takes a little bit longer, so they kind of just like wait here. We'll bring a wagon. We'll hook a couple horses up to it. Mm-hmm. The Kenku are nowhere to be seen at this point. They're still in the kitchens having fun.
Now that you mentioned,
they'll come along eventually. Yeah. While you guys are waiting for your wagon, you see a light armored dwarf with huge flaming beard, big flaming hair. He comes right up to Sorrow and he just kind of like puts his hand on your shoulder and is like, we need to talk.
Alright.
And he kind of gestures your side.
Hang on,
he reaches. I mean,
yeah, I know. It's just funny to think about.
He's got good reach. He's used to... That way he gets people's attention.
Yeah. The dwarves are my people. Or like my person, rather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is the Castellan of Greenus, so he's like second in charge. You would ask him to make inquiries about a dwarf who could help you with your mission.
Mm-hmm.
I've been checking around. There was one person who I thought might be able to see to your needs. Unfortunately, it seems he was captured.
By whom?
The raiders. They took a few prisoners.
Can you give me a description? If you can draw or be colorful with your words, I might be able to identify him.
Unfortunately, I didn't know the man.
Any trait that he was known for? A scar on his nose? A giant pimple?
He was a dwarf. He was an average male dwarf, by all accounts.
How many average male dwarves lived in this city at the time of the raid?
More than 100.
Do you have a name for that man?
His name is Oben.
Oben.
Mm-hmm. We believe he was in the guild hall when he was captured.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to find him. There can't be that many dwarf prisoners among the captives. He reaches into his belt and pulls out. It's really strange. It's like, it looks like a chime, like a musical chime, and hands it to you. If you encounter any locks, this may come in handy.
It looks like a little hollow metal tube, and if I play it here, would it cause any undue harm?
No, but it has limited uses. You may only use it 10 times. So best to save it for when the need is great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anything I can do to repay you for this case?
Just see to our people. I'd like to know if the raiders are coming.
I will.
Are back towards the keep. And Jade, remember the elf priest, the half-elf priest of Shantae, who you had you saved his temple?
Yep.
While you are waiting, he approaches you, bows respectfully. I have made the inquiries you requested to see if anyone knew of a child left in the Icewind Dale region.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I have not had any luck in discovering an elf family that lost a child in that area. I do have something that I think may come in handy, may be of use to you in your journey.
Oh, excellent.
He takes out these boots and offers them to you. They are clearly of elven make. With these, you can pass quietly and no one will be will notice your presence. I hope that as you are tracking, they will be of some use to you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. I'm about to do some tracking right now.
May you go with the grace of the goddess Shantae. Fatima, you are in the stable, and you notice that as soon as you walk through the door, someone is touching your horse. And he is... Your horse is male or female?
Female.
Okay. Your horse is trained to... Is trained like a battle horse. It's supposed to bite, kick...
You guys know Xena.
Yeah.
It is Argo.
Yeah.
That smart, intelligent, you touch Argo kicks, yeah.
It's not doing any of that. It's into it. It's like leaning into the petting.
Do I know this... I don't know this guy. I've never seen him.
He is wearing robes of emerald green.
Okay.
He has a medallion around his neck with a large leaf on his chest. He is human of middle age. You don't know him to look at him, though.
Okay. I kind of pull my knife out just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Not like full on, like running at him, because I do see my horse, you know... She's kind of okay, and just, can I help you?
It is I who have come to help you, Fatima.
How do you know my name?
I walk in the light of the gods. I know many things.
Okay.
My name is Gren.
It's nice to meet you.
He stops putting the horse. I sense your awakening in the woods, and the gods' guide being scattered me here.
My awakening?
You fell.
Yes, I fell.
And yet you are still here. Unarmed.
Something stopped me from landing.
That is the power awakening within you.
Why do I have a feeling this is a bad thing?
It is neither bad nor good. It is merely what the gods have blessed you with. What you choose to do with it is your choice.
I'll do good with it.
I would hope so. He reaches out, takes your hand, and then takes it away, and you see, like, this weird glow. And several berries, bright red berries, have appeared in the palm of your hand.
What happens when you touch a man?
Daddy always warns me!
Sorry!
You're pregnant!
Well, yes.
You now have to go to the health department.
Now you know. All
the way through. That's the right idea.
Penicillin clears this up, though.
All these years, why?
This is the power that is within you.
To make berries.
Among other things, you will learn more of it as your power grows in time.
Is there a book?
No, but if you seek wisdom, I would ask you to seek out the Temple of Sylvanas one day.
I will.
I have also been asked to gift you with something to speed you on your journey.
All right.
Picks up these 4 horseshoes. They are emerald green.
Nice.
And they're each carved with, like, a really intricate, beautiful leaf just worked into it.
Mm-hmm.
These are the horseshoes to speed.
Okay.
They will carry you faster than even your horse was able to before.
She is pretty fast.
So she can now basically charge about 60 feet.
Nice.
She's gonna be booking.
Yeah!
Fast horse.
Good luck, Fatima.
Will I see you again?
Perhaps. I warn you, though. Seek your vengeance with caution. And he just turns and walks out of the stable.
Kind of looks at, you know, one of the guys running around the stables and just, I need to see your farrier. We have a job to do quickly.
They immediately set to the task of, you know, setting the hooves into your horse.
Yes.
So they bring out your cart. It's got these two cantankerous mules hooked up to it. The Genku are dragging, like, they don't know trail food. They're dragging, like, bags of flour, and, like, they got sausages just draped around their necks. They're eating some. They've got great, like, armfuls of... They're, like, trying to roll a whole barrel of mead.
Wait, my little buddies?
Your little buddies.
Oh, okay.
They got, like, a whole barrel of mead. They're just, like...
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, oh. Very bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the muscle.
Yeah. I'll help.
Okay.
Everybody gets these. I'm getting a barrel of mead.
Like, each has, like, a sausage here, a sausage here.
Do you plan to cook?
We cook.
I will trust you on this once. Do not disappoint me.
We not disappoint. We cook. They see. She see us cook. We cook good food. Kenku food.
Wait, what's Kenku food?
Good food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
All right. Brenna, while you've been waiting, there have been a couple of looters who have been brought in chains, and they're waiting judgment. In a disaster zone like this, that's already people are being attacked, there's always going to be people who are going to take advantage of that kind of situation.
Okay.
These guys are facing a pretty severe penalty.
Okay.
And they are tethered outside. They don't want to bring them into the, you know, the keep right now, the keep proper. One of them is caught your eye. He looks familiar.
Can I do some sort of roll here? What? Perception?
Yeah, do a perception check.
17.
Okay. You recognize him as a former almost recruit of the Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
He lacked the military ability to really distinguish himself, and he didn't fancy a life spent, you know, in the stables and the kitchen, so he kind of ran off.
Okay.
He stole quite a bit of gold from you guys as he did.
Okay.
He's trying really hard not to be noticed by you.
Okay, so how many people are there total?
There's five of them that are
five
chained
of
up.
Them. They're chained up, and their offense is it just thievery, murder?
I mean, they've been told that they were looting. They haven't killed anyone.
Okay.
It looks like they were going into people's houses that have been abandoned, looting off corpses, that sort of thing.
Okay. Okay. So I do notice him, and okay, so I'll approach his. What's his name?
You don't recall his name off the top of your head. You had minimal contact with him. You saw him around. There weren't that many people in the Keepers at that point.
Okay. Okay. So I walk up to him. He says, I know you, don't I?
No. I have one of those faces. Everyone...
Yes, you do have one of those faces. Ones that I do remember. So how have you been?
He holds up his chained wrists. He, like, clinks them. Wonderful.
I see that.
Bitter much.
I believe we're to lose our hands.
And what did you do? Steal some gold and run off?
I took a ring off a dead man.
Okay. And that was also... And how much gold did you take from the Keepers when you ran off?
I took what I felt I was owed for a year's work.
And you see the pattern here. So, but here's the thing. Now, did he go through the trials or anything like that?
No, he didn't go through the trials.
He didn't go through, okay. So, I'm going to, okay, would you like to keep your hands? It's a simple question.
I would prefer to keep them, yes.
Okay.
Say no.
And then at that point, now I'm going to go around and talk to all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
How about all of you? Now, what are do they look like? Just poor peasants?
They look like poor guys, young-ish, like in their early 20s. They have that kind of that half-starved look of not skilled laborers or artisans or anything like that. They're turnip farmers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turnips.
Here's the thing. All of you have been caught. I can give you, I can let you leave here, leave these grounds, with your full bodies, without losing parts, but unfortunately, well, that's a bad word to use, but, no, I can offer you, life at Candlekeep as a keeper.
They look between them. Most of them seem very interested in not losing their hands or, spending time in the dungeons. They have no idea what a keeper is, but...
Mm-hmm. And I'll briefly explain, you want me to get through the...
I mean, you can give them a brief explanation.
Not going too much detail, because you probably don't want to go through the whole process
right.
And everything,
They're willing to... Most of them are willing to accept the offer, all except the former keeper.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks at you, he's like, I would like to leave with my hands, and if you can arrange that, I think we can come to a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Okay. And what is your proposal?
When I left, I happened to encounter a traveler who had a special item that I've been saving. I was hoping to sell it here, but I didn't find a buyer. If you can arrange for my release, I would see it in your hands.
I'm going to have to say you might need it more than me. Because you are going back to Candlekeep. I'm sorry, I can't. You have a pattern. I cannot let you go.
Well, I don't like the idea of returning to Candlekeep alone after the way we parted.
Oh, you have four friends.
What if I were to remain here until you return and you go back to Candlekeep and I'll journey with you so you can speak on my behalf?
Okay. You will be put to work. I will speak for your behalf here.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk it over with the governor and tell them my plans for all of you. Essentially, they're joining the Night's Watch, as you know.
It's a better version of the Night's Watch.
It's a much, yeah.
You can have sex with ladies for a start.
Yeah.
It's
closer to the Grey Wardens, but the same,
Yeah.
But, okay. That I will do.
The guards come over, they begin unfastening manacles. He takes a belt pouch off and hands you this heavy bag. It weighs like 5 pounds.
Okay.
And thanks for not forcing me to, face the first keeper's wrath on my own.
No problem. But if I come back here and find out you're gone, I will find you.
I have no doubt.
Okay, so I open up the bag. What's in the bag?
There's a bronze griffin.
Nice.
I didn't
get a griffin.
It fits in the palm of your hand.
You asked too early.
As soon as you touch this thing, your lantern, your keeper's candle lights up.
Okay.
And you can sense there's something special about this.
Okay. Can I do like a, let me see, I don't have like any magic or anything like that, but can I do like a history? Not really.
Other members of your party have.
Yeah, I would just think of like a, I'll ask him, okay, what is this?
Alright, well, I will cast Identify Magic!
Awesome.
Okay.
You are able to recognize this as a extremely wondrous magical item. It is an enchanted statue that is capable of transforming into an actual griffin.
Nice.
It does nothing.
Give it to you.
He's a drunk.
Wait, he didn't say it. That means nothing.
Just kidding.
It does nothing.
No, just
and now I grab it after that and just throw it away.
This is a wondrous magical item.
Okay.
If I understand correctly, simply by...
What's the activation on this one?
Will. You just have to just summon it.
The act of summoning will turn this into a live griffin.
Awesome.
I have no idea how to get rid of it, though.
It will vanish after a few hours.
Can you reuse it?
It'll work itself out. It's magic.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a once-use thing. It's like, this is literally
no,
like my
5 days.
It's...
I
okay, agree. Okay.
Think Drizzt Gwynir.
Hmm?
Think Drizzt and Gwynir, the giant...
Okay.
It's basically that, but it's a griffin.
I remember I gave you a similar item in my game, except mine.
That's awesome,
because
I'm getting
dog.
A griffin
yeah,
painted
right.
Paint right now.
There you go.
Large monstrosity.
He is a large monstrosity. Your Kinku buddies are in the back, they're drinking, they're having fun, the cart rambles off, it's a big cart, so there's plenty of room for all of you. Who's actually driving the cart out of
here?
I'll be driving the cart.
Because you have the ability to drive vehicles. Okay, good. Yeah.
He is
driving vehicles,
by the way. I have, it's not a vehicle.
Hmm? You shouldn't get
a Tony.
No, you really should.
No,
I want to be in the passenger seat.
Huh?
My arm is pretty mad.
I would hope
I'll
so.
Have
I
know.
I'm
right there next to
Fatima and Thrace are going to set off as well.
Yes.
When you guys are, as you guys are making your way out the main door of the keep, a young man with a severe limp is like walks directly into your path, like waving for you to stop. Wait! Stop! Wait!
I stop.
And he's just got his whole left leg is just covered in bandages, and he limps over to you. He's like, "Thank you. I have heard that you are to seek out the raiders. Is it true?"
That is very true.
That would be the case.
I wish I could come with you, but my injury prevents me from travel. I have a task that I would ask of you if you are willing.
I'm at least willing to hear.
My master, Leozin, he is a monk of Berdusk, and he disappeared last night while we were fighting in the battle. A few of us went out of our way to get to the keep to fight on its behalf, but he didn't get here. We went back this morning to look for him, but all we found was his broken staff and a choker, which he always wore.
Oh.
And he holds up the bits of staff and the broken choker. He has been investigating these raiders for some time now. I fear that he might have tried to infiltrate their group when they retreated, or worse, he was captured and carried away as a prisoner. No one understands these bandits better than he does, and his knowledge will be invaluable against them. When you find their camp, please look for any sign that Leosin was there. One of my brothers has already departed for Berdus to bring back help, but it will be many days before help arrives. Anything you can do for them would be great. Would be a godsend.
To help identify him, is what race is Leosin?
No, what is
he? He is an elf.
Is he taller or shorter than an average elf? Any distinguishing features to look for?
You will know him by his beard and his bearing. He has a regal air to him.
A beard is relatively rare in elves in this part. It's
true. That's very distinguishing.
Considering there's not very many elves to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very many. You haven't seen very many elves except for Thrace, and you've seen some half elves are a bit more common, but a full blooded elf is uncommon here. Any other questions you want to ask him?
Was Leosin literate? Did he keep notes? Diaries?
He was well read. I believe he feared that his notes and knowledge might fall into the wrong hands. He never committed anything to paper, as far as I know.
It was worth the ask. Thank you very much for your...
I assume he was good at magic.
As far as I am aware, he had no skill in the magic.
Oh, no? Okay. I figured from the staff.
He used it. It was a fighting staff.
Oh, okay.
Not, he was... We are...
Well, that's kind of racist.
Says the magic user. Oh, I thought he uses magic. Racist, right?
Jess, you hear the name Leosin and you remember him immediately. He was studying at Candlekeep.
Oh.
He was looking up lore on the Dragon Cult for months.
And this is the guy that's missing.
This is the guy that's gone missing.
Okay.
You ate with this person.
He was there when I went to school there.
He was there when you went to school there. He was there, you know, even before you had gone on your journey. More recently.
Okay.
He's been there for months.
Is he a keeper now?
No. He had gone to, you know, study the Candlekeep, the library, because it's such a great library. Even in the current state, it's a forefront of knowledge.
And he would know me, too.
He would probably know you. You would definitely know him. Yes, he would recognize you if
he
saw you.
Well, he would know the short little face-painted red-haired girl. There's probably fighting, you know, picking fights with all the mages.
Alright, so they release the kobold.
Release the kobold!
He sees Craxus and just books.
I let him go just a little bit, and then from behind, like, the outside wall, like a stable or something.
No, we're gonna get ya!
Yeah, I yell in Draconic, stop. Okay. Did he stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, now I can carry you faster.
We're not gonna, in Draconic, don't be afraid. Not gonna hurt you. None of us will. I'll keep an eye on the big guy there, don't
fireball
worry.
Fireball in my hand.
Put
you
it away.
You don't have fireballs.
Firebolt. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's very different.
And,
no.
He says in Draconic, your mother sat too long on your egg! And keeps running.
Oh, yeah. And says, he did! Tell him you're free to go.
You were born from an egg?
I don't know what he said. It sounded like a whale.
Yeah, you didn't understand it either.
It's Draconic.
It was in Draconic.
I
speak Draconic.
Oh, wait, so do I!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know anything besides English.
Drums. I speak drums and horse.
she can talk to her horse.
Okay.
He said, go over there.
So, okay. I'm not even going to make you roll for it. He's, you know, you had a clear line of sight to him. You're an expert tracker.
Okay.
And you are easily 3 or 4 times as fast as him, so you can sprint ahead of him miles.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm
letting him go. I'm keeping enough distance, especially because with a horse, it's going to make a noise. The faster I ride. So I'm just trying to kind of keep sight visual.
Now, this is something that you're all going to be seeing. The grasslands around Greenest are just, there's just a huge swath trampled through them. It takes no, just like an army or a large group has passed through here very recently. If you want to try to discern more information, give me a perception check. Like
I am doing an investigation check.
Okay.
I don't see a purpose, considering like there was a big battle here. It seems obvious. Praxis.
Okay.
So
I'll do a perception.
Okay.
Like Praxis militarily, like look for tactics. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
See.
Yeah.
How big the
Praxis
I got 14 investigation.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a 14.
11.
11, okay.
Yeah.
What did, is Fatima checking?
What would you like me to do?
Do a
perception
check.
That's with my d20, correct?
Yep, with your d20.
My d20.
Your move bonus.
Yep.
15.
15?
Yep.
Okay, 15.
Okay. With you...
Dang.
With your tracking skills, you are able to discern the fact that they use the same path to come to the city and to leave.
Okay.
And also, they were a lot heavier. The footprints are, like, deeper in the dirt. So it seems like they were carrying something when they were coming back. Most likely the loot from, you know, all the stuff that they stole. There's no real way to determine, like, how many prisoners did they have or anything.
They're
it's
just going to be
jumble.
A mess.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
going to be an absolute mess.
So the big quarter-mile-wide swath of disturbed and flattened grass. I think we'll use that as our path. What say you, my friend?
Continue on as per the obvious trail.
Yes.
As I go, like I have a pebble every so often, like a white pebble.
You painted pebbles white and just drop them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an old hunter's trick.
While you guys are riding along, the Kenku in the back singing. Gold, gold, silver, silver, like copper, this. Copper,
it's
Kenku, just over.
Is it good singing or
no? No, it's literally that, over and over.
Does
that
mean it's a good singing
like
or
to,
is it repeating
I would
words?
Like to roll performance
to
come up with a tune.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you're going to make a barbershop quartet.
Oh, my gosh, I'm just pretending to have a little hats.
It would be a quintet.
Yes,
it's a
quintet.
A tune that I could sing that would be like, you know, the row, row, row your boat round that would integrate into what they're singing that would make it less annoying.
Do a performance check.
Saul and his band of merry tinkers.
17
more
plus, yes.
Yeah.
They start throwing in extra verses.
I ramp it up.
So that it's less annoying. It's just and the voice just echoes for miles. You follow the trail without any discernible difficulty. You have your little white pebbles to spot. And Fatima, you're having no trouble keeping the kobold in sight. He stops a few times. Like, at one point, he drops on all fours.
Okay.
And you lose sight of him for a second.
Yeah.
As you move through the grass, you see that he's, like, dropped down. He's, like, licking water out of, like, a footprint, just, like, gulping it down.
Okay.
He stops and, like, you know, climbs this really scraggly tree and just, like, stuffs raw eggs in his mouth as he's going, just drops down and keeps running.
Yeah.
And he breaks off, like, a stick. and like stuffs it into his pants.
Okay.
He's making a... So you follow the trail south for about 12 miles, and the grassland gives way to a more rugged region. There's like these steep-sided rocky plateaus, so the hills are going away. The land between them is really large, is pretty much flat, except for like little streams and gullies and things like that. The plateau just like 50 feet to 100 feet above their surroundings, and they're difficult to climb. You see, like, occasionally, like, you see, like, a rock go falling down or something like that. Now, there are little caves and boulder fields, so, you know, you've lost that nice, beautiful rolling hills of greenness thing. You continue to go on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody give... Actually, Fatima, give me a perception check.
7.
Plus perception.
7.
Oh,
okay.
Still enough. Perception. You notice the smoke from a fire curling up some distance away.
Okay.
And the kobold is going right for it.
And I can't see anything. I just see, like, the smoke.
You're behind the kobold right
now. Yeah.
You could go ahead and try to get a better idea of where the smoke is coming from. If you want, you can do, if you can think of some kind of trick you could do, is like, what kind of fire is it? Is it like a campfire or a cooking fire, or is a building on fire, that kind of thing?
Can I like kind of figure out like how big is the smoke stack coming?
It looks like it's not huge. It's not like a building on fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow down a bit more,
mm-hmm.
because I was told not to engage.
Okay.
And what I don't want to do is come racing into the middle of a camp,
mm-hmm.
where people or creatures or whatever have just started to set up,
mm-hmm.
and they've only gotten one fire going.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of just slow down a bit more, just still trying to keep the kobold in vision,
okay.
you know, in my line of sight.
So...
Sneak mode.
Yeah. Bink!
Do me a favor. Do a stealth check.
17.
Okay. So you follow the kobold in the direction of the smoke, and he goes running into the middle of this haste. It's not a camp. There's a campfire set up, and there's a few people milling around, but there's no tents, there's no equipment. It looks like, in total, there's like 12 creatures here.
Okay.
There's like 4 humans and 8 kobolds.
Okay.
They've set up a campfire, and they're just kind of milling around. It looks like they've killed some chickens.
Okay.
And they're
looks like they're cooking.
Yeah, it looks like they're like, you know, stripping them down and cooking them on the fire. They're arguing and pushing each other around.
What time of day is it?
It's like midday.
Okay, it's only midday. Okay.
And it looks like they stopped to make a break. You notice that the humans have all their weapons that are just stacked against a rock. They're not within easy reach. The kobolds all have their weapons on their belt, and they're cooking these chickens and... They see
that. Well, you can do whatever you wish.
You see your kobold, who you've been tracking, go running up to them. And
yeah.
He just starts talking to them.
Yeah,
and it looks like they're. You're way far away, so you can't hear what they're saying. But it looks like they're talking.
I'm gonna hang back. I'm gonna stop going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna kind of hang back.
Okay.
I'm not going to engage, but I don't want to lose sight, and I want to just kind of keep watching them.
Okay. So after a few minutes, you see the kobolds grab their share of the half-cooked chickens.
Yeah.
And they move about 50 feet away, and they start to eat. The humans are continuing to argue. It looks like they're arguing about how to cook the chickens, and they're kind of like looking disparagingly at the kobolds.
Kobolds are like, you've overcooked this chicken by... Forever.
So, you're going to wait for the others to catch up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You start to hear awful music and screechy singing that's very, very loud.
And it's coming from behind me?
It's coming from behind you.
Am I able to see them yet?
Yes.
Okay. I turn and I just... heal my horse and go racing to them.
Okay.
Trying to all go right. like this, like...
Perception check for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot an arrow, but then you freak.
Plus... So 17.
Yeah. More than enough, you easily see Fatima coming at you.
Whoa, Nelly!
The horses don't like being whoa, Nelly.
I pull them up short. Kiku!
Why?
Danger.
They pull their knives.
Butter knives.
Yeah.
One of them pulls a crossbow.
Classic. I just imagine. I just imagine all a bunch of guys like they're all going.
Just to each other. Shh.
Yeah.
Do you both keep your eyes on the Kenku? Or are you looking for Teemo?
One pulls out a crossbow.
Well, I saw Teemo pushing us to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once I make sure that the Kenku have settled down, I focus my eyes on the Teemo.
Okay. Teemo, you can outdistance these horses, no problem. So you quickly pull up alongside
them. Yeah, pull up alongside them. There's a camp up ahead.
Thank you.
So keep it down.
Where's our elf?
The elf has
wandered off.
She's scouting to make sure that you're not being flanked or drawn into an ambush.
Yeah, especially because we're in the cliff. We're in like a gully.
There's a lot of like gullies. Like you could hide a few guys down there. They could jump out.
So she's
wandered off.
Okay. Because remember, she was kind of going up ahead in front of you guys a bit. So she's gone off to kind of just
wander. You're the scout. She is the vanguard.
Yeah. A couple humans. More of those disgusting little creatures.
Do you have an accurate count? Is it 3 or 4 humans? 2 or...
4 humans. 4 humans? Yeah.
4 humans and 8 kobolds.
Yeah, 4 humans, 8 kobolds.
I
Their weapons are not within reach. But that was when I was last there, you know, a little bit ago.
Was there anything? Am I here?
Yes.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It looked like they were settling, they were having like a lunch. You know what I mean? Like kind of a midday. Like a break.
If they're at lunch, we can surprise them.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's one. Did you notice anything else? Was there any prisoners? Any tents? Any...
No.
I have an idea. One of my bardic specialities is if I can get a group close together to me, I've got a bit of a thunderous thing I can do. Here's an idea. If we can get you three, on the ridge, I can come in simply as a bard walking along, introduce myself, gather them around for a story, and then incapacitate them, and then you can come in and bind them.
Will that work on the kobolds?
Kobolds like my stories, too.
What if the one recognizes you?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, the one we're going to
That's
right. Excellent
point, yes.
There's one that knows
Anyone
us.
Have any disguise
yes.
or anything?
I do have a disguise kit.
You do? Because you're a bard.
And what I would say is I'll go up on the ridge, but you, I mean, you're all hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yeah.
So you'd want her.
Throwing axes.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's
I mean,
pretty
would
much
you,
my thing.
Are your throwing axes small enough to conceal? If I, say, turned your cloak inside out, mussed up your hair a little bit, put on some smudge, made you look a little different from what the kobold would normally have recognized.
Yeah, I mean, they're just small, like, hatchet.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You, I can do nothing with.
Actually,
I
can give you...
shield and my axe.
Nothing we can do with
me. I can give you my headscarf.
The best
I can
do is shave you.
And you can put that on.
He might recognize the headscarf.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, we have to go in there completely different.
Unless you assume that every Minotaur looks the same. Yeah.
Racist.
That's racist. And we don't allow that.
Well,
the fact is if they're racist.
They're sufficiently
that's
unique that even if he was a completely different Minotaur, the kobold would probably still think it was the same Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only
that's
one he's ever seen.
Okay,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Alright, so...
So you are going to approach...
Either that or I'm small enough and I can stay in the cart.
I can hide in the wagon. Provisions.
And then at some point I can jump out.
But like,
I didn't want to bring the wagon.
Yeah, because
the Kiku will
just hide behind a rock. You know, just hang back.
The Kiku will give us away because they're distinctive.
And a bard can travel with a wagon.
Yeah, a bard would travel on his foot, maybe with one or two companions.
With his band of
Merry
King.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go with him.
Yeah.
I'll go up on the bridge.
Guys.
All right.
On the cliff.
The Kenku are gone, by the way.
We're gone.
They're gone.
It's like we turned around and they're gone.
Can I do a perception to see where they've gone?
Yeah, the Kenku.
A tracking? Or would it be tracking?
Do survival.
I can say it right now. I know exactly where they went.
14, so do I.
You have no idea where they went.
I'll do a perception.
I'll just do investigation at the same time.
21.
15.
Nice. I don't know where they went.
Holy.
Oh! Well, realistically, I can pretty much assume where they went.
Which what you're assuming is that you don't know.
All right, so let's continue with our plan unless we start hearing screams from over there.
Okay.
All
right. So, Fatima's hanging back on horseback.
Can I go up on the ridge above?
Yes, you can go up on the ridge above.
Okay, I'm going to go up on the...
Were the Kinku here whenever you pulled up to
us?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. They pulled out their butter knives.
And one had a crossbow.
Uh-huh. Okay. All
right,
so I'm going to apply my disguise first.
Okay.
Does the ridge have cover?
Yes.
I want to follow up to the ridge.
Okay. We'll go up to the ridge.
All right. So you're going to give them a few minutes to get in position, provide you guys cover, and were you just disguising yourself, or are you hiding in the back of the wagon like Axe?
Well, you don't want to bring the wagon.
You don't want
to bring the wagon. I have to do the disguise.
Okay. So you're both coming up on foot, and you're applying a disguise to both of them.
Yep. Okay. Now, does the disguise get over my armor?
I'm taking your cloak you put over your armor normally. I just turn it inside out. Most people will have a different liner.
That's fine.
I'm just moving this.
I'm just making,
Take off your bandana, mess up your hair, just make you look sufficiently different than a kobold who thinks all humans look exactly the same.
Racist.
Yes, he is racist.
For the record, this is the kobold who you guys released.
Okay.
When you are approaching, you notice the four humans they appear to be cooking chickens, and, you know, they're working them on a stick. One of the chickens fell into the fire, and they're like, you idiots! It's ruined! We'll have to get the kobolds to catch another chicken if they don't eat all the ones we already caught. Here's the fire. They have all their weapons leaning up against a rock. The kobolds are over here just ripping into this half-raw chicken. Take no interest in anything that's going on over there. They are shouting things back and forth insultingly at each other. What do you guys do when you approach?
I raise my arm and I say, hail!
The humans stop arguing. They look towards you and they see you approaching. They halt what they're doing. Halt!
I play a little tune on my flute and I sing... Hello there, adventurers. I see that you are cooking. The second best sauce to a chicken is a good song, which is a spice. That's a terrible song. Oh gosh, that's terrible.
Do a performance check.
Yes, do a performance check.
Should've done something like
14, 19.
You'll work on the lyrics later.
19. It translated from basic, so you know, gets a little lost.
They watch you approach. Who are you, minstrel?
I am a wandering bard, and I smelled your delicious food from far. And I'm willing to trade a song for just a small bite of a bone.
Can I pause real quick?
Yeah.
Where were we? Yeah, yeah. So...
Here's them.
Okay.
Let me see you for a moment.
Where did we come? Are we back...
So you're over here.
Okay.
So this is you guys. Up on the ridge.
Okay.
You're up here. You have clear line of sight to the kobolds and the people. They haven't noticed you because they're in the middle of eating.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not really on guard or anything.
Yeah.
And kobolds are smart, but they're just not paying attention right now. They don't expect anyone to be coming after them.
Is the cover there just like bushes?
The cover is rock. You can like lean over and see them.
Okay. We're on our stomachs.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, who's that with you?
She is my lady servant.
On the wind, you hear?
I don't talk much.
She's a strong, silent type.
She doesn't have to talk for the services she provides.
Fatima hears that and just kind of spits. Dirty men.
Do me a favor.
It's parmesan.
Or, sorry, deception.
As soon as you said that, you hear her go...
19 plus 3, so 22.
Ooh, I thought the mirror.
That's a fine-looking woman.
She will bear you many good children. Good child, barren hips.
They kind of get this leery, nasty look between them. I'll tell you what, minstrel. You can save your songs. Let us borrow your woman for a bit.
Oh, goodness.
And we'll feed your belly.
Oh, goodness.
Well, come by the fire. I'll sing you a song while she gets undressed. And I point to the weapon mound and direct her over to it.
Do they have a tent?
No.
No, because they're just, it's midday.
I would prefer someplace private.
Follow her.
Have you approached them at all, or are you still way
I'm
back?
No, I'm right here. We're next to each other.
I'm like walking over there.
Okay.
That's walking. Where the weapons are.
Yep. I'm trying to direct you to the weapon cache.
So you're saying, you're close enough. I would prefer somewhere private.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be like, I might as well just throw out a seductive dance or some sort of thing.
I'm trying to get away from my thunder wave.
Forget it.
I love
you
it.
Can get all of them, but if I can get one alone where I can just go...
So you're trying to seduce him.
I'm trying to seduce him. Private.
You're trying to, I would prefer something
behind
private.
That rock.
Oh my gosh, seduce. We've been waiting for this.
Yes.
Or at least... If you can kill all of them while I take one prisoner...
If you do Thunderwave, you're going to hit her and the kobolds and everyone.
All right.
Well, is there a rock around where you can go behind a rock?
If you want to try to lure one off, which is not a bad idea...
Here's what I'm going to say. Now, Lynn, there's time enough in a day for all to have their way. Why don't we let the most senior of you go first? And I will... tell you some bawdy songs to get the rest of you in the mood, and then after he comes back,
this was a man from Nantucket.
One of them who looks slightly less, his robes are a bit cleaner. Yeah. He has a bit of more of a haughty look. Wraps his arm around Brynja's shoulder.
Mm.
A shy one. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. And he starts to lead
you
off behind
the
rock.
Gentle as the coins you carry.
There's not really a rock to shelter behind around their camp. There are some bushes and a few scrubby trees and some dirt.
As gentle as a desert.
So he leads you off.
Alright, I'm gonna get around the fire with these guys.
And then we can deal with us later.
Yep.
I'm gonna say, friend kobolds, gather round.
Chicken just comes out of the mouth.
I'm gonna start a song and I'm going to roll for performance to try to do a song that would be appealing for the kobolds.
Don't bring them over here. Their smell will ruin an already questionable meal. Kobolds like smell their armpits.
Oh.
They rub some mint leaves on
some lemongrass.
Straighten their shirts and try to look respectable. They shine their scales a little bit.
Point
so you're
I
trying
have,
to lure them over with...
With song.
With the song.
I have my bow out.
17 plus 5. 22 per...
Boom. Belt one out.
Mm-hmm. I have my bow out.
Oh, I heard a song about dragonborn, and they came around and more... And everyone was mourning, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
Music.
They start moving closer.
Insert right. Song here.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yep. I start clapping.
Swaying.
Yeah.
They're eating chicken legs. And
yep.
They don't come within arm's reach of the humans because they don't want to get rebuffed and sent off.
I want to go around to where I'm in the center of attention, as a bard is like to do.
Okay.
Moving and singing.
And now I activate Thunderwave.
Okay.
Alright.
Remind me, what's the saving throw for Thunderwave?
Let's see. Saving throw for Thunderwave.
I believe.
Wave after Thunderstorm. Each creature in 15p cube originating from you must make a constitution saving throw.
Oh god. Alright, and they have disadvantage because it's god.
What's the DC for your spells?
Oh, sure, you can.
My DC?
Yeah,
it's a
15.
I'm
going to
get punched
hard.
You have 15 PQ. So,
Thunderwave works differently.
Oh, okay.
Remember, his spells are a little different than yours. Oh, all right, so basically it's going to hit everybody.
Yeah. Are we safe, or do we need
you're to... safe. You're well out of the cube. So you guys see him singing. He's led Bruna off.
I have my bow,
mm-hmm.
and where are they going?
They're going off behind a rock.
Are
they're
they
out of
along
line of
the
sight.
Line? Oh,
nope.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right, you are.
You're not going to hit the. You're going to hit the fire. You're not going to hit the weapon rack. And I'm going to start rolling for these guys. So.
Fire takes damage.
The fire takes damage.
All right. Yeah. So I just have my bow out and kind of, you know, arrow ready to go if you need it.
How much damage does your thunder wave do?
It does 2d8.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 16.
Ooh. Oh! Max
damage. My goodness.
I'm on a bardic roll today.
You really? Can you save me some
okay.
We come so down and you just have a piece. You're like, hang on.
Here's what happens. So he comes out, he's singing. Do you have a word for Thunderwave, or do you just...
Yes, I do. Oops. And they go! It sounds like a giant fart has gone off.
All right. So there's this deafening sound like a giant has been eating nothing but beans and drinking dark coffee for a year. The fire just gets blown with, like, whole chickens go flying through the air. The cultists are all tossed like sacks of flour just in a maelstrom.
Master, you truly are magic.
All the kobolds are just sent sliding across the ground, just like some of them manage to like wave their arms and try to grab onto the grass or something, and they just go flying against the rocks. They're getting smacked around. No one's getting up. He turns. What in the
can I hit him with the back of my axe?
All right, go for it.
Go, go, go.
Is this just a straight attack?
Just a straight attack. Oh! Natural 20. Roll your damage.
Successful.
Nice!
Roll your damage.
Roll your damage.
Have we ever had...
Papa's just sitting on the ledge, her feet dangling. She's just kind of like kicking her feet and just...
Has a plan ever worked so well for us?
You guys know it'll...
9. And I want this non-lethal damage.
So you're hitting him with the butt of the axe.
Yeah.
Bam! He's down.
Of all my times...
All the kobolds are unconscious.
That was pretty epic.
We've
had.
I think we all need to retire now.
So
they're dead. The kobolds are all dead.
Okay, and now kind of like this.
Experience points for me?
A lot.
You can use my dummy.
When am I not?
So here, I come walking out of the woods
mm-hmm.
with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I drop him. I walk over and I deck you.
I fall flat on my back.
I wasn't trying to really hurt you. Just
I
send
know,
a message.
But I'm a bard. Perform.
Whoa.
And besides, I deserved it.
Yep.
I deserve that.
You knew full well what you were getting, but
exactly.
You was...
Can we come down?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you can go the long way around, or you can climb down. If you climb down, you need to do an athletics check.
No, I'm going to go the long way to get the horse and the wagon.
It won't take you long to get there.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you're going the long way?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go, we come around to get my horse, get the wagon...
Okay.
You guys got this.
Nope. Whew, I'm gonna recover from that. Whew.
So are all the kobolds dead?
They're all dead, except for the guy you knocked out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little worrying, because we were using a kobold to follow them.
Now
you noticed that the kobold that you were following is no longer there.
Oh, I was going to say, because I was going to walk up to him and actually say, I'm sorry, buddy. You know, and actually do a prayer or something, but
he's
not
there.
He's
not there. His body is not among the dead kobolds.
So I will do a tracking on your survival.
Yep.
Ooh, 9, 11. I kind of let you guys down on that.
I'll try searching.
I'm going to dig through the weapons file.
Okay.
See if there's anything interesting. Investigation or perception or
what? You can do perception for this.
Okay.
Are you trying to determine which is the most valuable, or if there's anything special, like...
I'm looking for special.
Do investigation.
So, 20.
These look to be, like, clubs, cheap swords, nothing. You could drag it around with you, but it's not really valuable and nothing magic or special.
I'm going to search the guy.
The cultist? Who you not?
Yeah.
Him? Okay. Do a perception check. Let's see what you can find on him.
21.
Well, he has a scimitar, and he has pretty much nothing else on him.
Nothing, no papers, nothing.
Huh?
No. Was there anything else on any of the other guys, or...?
Between them, they have 28 silver pieces.
Okay.
Their weapons are junk. Did you loot the kobolds?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would loot everyone.
You find that they have, like, pewter candlesticks, they have some silver serving dishes, a few religious carvings with the emblem of Shantae on them.
Wait, I want that.
Okay.
Craxus is going to search for a rope. Is there any usable rope?
No.
No?
No usable rope.
Is the scimitar, is there anything special about the scimitar? It's just the regular
cheap junk.
Okay.
I'm going to go around and collect all the cheap junk.
Why is it there?
And put it in the weapons pile, and then put, like, brush and dirt over the weapons pile so that if we have some, so that it won't be picked up by miscellaneous kobolds.
Okay.
Craxus is going to go into his bag, he's going to pull out his hempen rope.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do the thing holding him up. Pulling it tight.
Okay.
I assume we know what we do with this guy now, right?
We tie him up and interrogate him.
Yes. So I want to take my rope, tie his hands behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Flip him over.
He's still unconscious. Yes, he is tied up and completely defenseless.
Has anyone seen the Kiku?
I was hoping we'd find him here.
Well,
Kakal!
Ha!
You'll murder.
Murder!
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 Just like Marco Polo.
You see four Kenku, like, just looking down at you from the ridge where you were before.
Yeah.
They wave.
I just wave back.
They're just hanging out behind you.
Why not?
Up. They're jumping. They're happy because they're higher than you.
I'll grab one of the pewter candlesticks and kind of, you know, make it glint in the sun. Hey, look at this!
Mine!
Oh, no, because I'm holding it, you're not!
They start pushing each other, they're like, they're going to jump off this cliff.
Oh, crap!
What'd you do?
Okay, you guys just carefully come down, I have a whole pile of stuff for you.
They start climbing down.
If you come down safely.
Alright.
Where were you guys?
Ambush.
Good thinking. Did you see anything? Did you see a little, kobold run away?
You run that way.
Thank you very much. You are good Kinku. And
you owe us four shinies.
I uncover the pile of junk
mm-hmm.
and say, all of this is yours.
They start loading into the cart.
Yeah. All right, so
got a bunch of junk.
That away. Okay.
You sell enough junk.
Don't get more shiny.
Okay.
I think before we move or anything like that, we do have to at least wake him up or
mm-hmm.
something.
Someone's can we just toss him in the back of the...
Just toss him in the cart.
We just want to toss him in the cart, and when he wakes up, you guys deal with him? Or...
I tied him up, so...
He is tied up.
I'll sit in the cart with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You couldn't
I'll
wait
for him. All right, until he wakes up, so when he wakes up, he's going
to
be...
Okay. If you want to wake him up right now, it's going to take a medicine check to try to get him to recover.
No, just toss him in the cart.
Toss him in the cart, and you'll wake him.
Yeah.
Would you like me to remove your disguise?
Yes, please.
I would not only like to remove her disguise, but to, as I'm fixing her hair and everything.
you braid it a little bit?
I do the whole fierce warrior makeover. Like, so that the first thing that this guy sees is the face of disciplined hate.
Okay.
Some, like, war paint.
Gentle.
She has... facial tattoos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so...
But, accentuate those, like, strong cheekbones.
Yeah,
you
feel
like you said
right.
something about being gentle?
I'm gonna go... Do I go, want me to go ahead again, or...?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You are...
I'm gonna go ahead again?
Do me a favor.
Yeah?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Oh.
You don't see a damn thing.
I run into a tree.
Was that an actual one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
Here we go!
It's immediately after success.
It's just,
I couldn't, it was so exciting. After your little thing, my ears are ringing a little bit, so I'm like... Yeah, sorry, Dicey. You're done. I, like, get on my horse backwards. I'm like, wait, this doesn't seem right.
You're going along, and you're following this trail. You do see kobold tracks, and the little dude jumps out from behind a rock, and he waves you. Stop.
The kobold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just stop.
Go back.
Why am I going back?
Danger.
What's up ahead?
Danger. Just
well,
go away.
I'm
enemy.
A tough warrior.
Warning.
You die.
And you won't?
Mm-mm.
Why won't you die?
Dragon, protect me. He takes out his little, like, garbagey medallion that looks like it's made out of a dragon scale.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead.
You save me from Minotaur, I save you. Go back.
I thank you.
Runs up the trail and, like, waves, like, hey! Like that parent, like a kid whose mom drove him to
yeah,
middle school. Just go away, mom!
Alright, I...
And we didn't see this.
You did not see
no,
this.
No, I'm ahead.
I just wanted to make sure.
I go to...
Find?
I kind of turn my horse around to make it look like I'm going and then kind of glance.
Mm-hmm.
And take a few steps. I get off my horse. And kind of have her just hang out. Now, does he keep going?
Yes,
or is
he
watching?
Going.
Okay. Then I turn and I start to follow him again, but on foot this time.
I was expecting Alpha.
And you guys are still in the wagon rolling
hey,
behind. Okay.
What'd you find?
Alright, so you're
I love
on
him.
You're on foot, you're going along.
Really cautiously trying to, you know.
A rock falls and
yep.
You hear more you see more rocks just being pushed off and there's men behind them pushing them.
Like obviously at me.
At you. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
What is that? What do I do?
To make a d20
yeah,
plus your
and
dex.
Then your dex, which is 4.
Well, it's plus your dexterity, your saving throw, so it's plus 6.
Okay, so
yeah.
19.
19. Good job.
Nice.
You don't die.
Dex. I didn't die! What the fuck?
Rocks fall? You didn't die.
Okay, so all these huge boulders are just falling down all around you. Damage. You're still going to take some damage because there's just no completely avoiding it. It's not a good day to be. You take 10 damage. Or no, I'm sorry, you take 5 damage from the falling rocks that
okay.
are
10.
Rolling
right.
around and almost crushing you.
That.
You see more cultists and guards and like mercenaries at the top, at the mouth of this plateau. They're getting their ranged weapons ready to start unloading on you. What would you like to do?
I am going to turn and run,
mm-hmm.
and I'm calling for my horse.
Okay. So you easily manage to mount and
yeah.
be lying straight back.
And I'm all bloody and dirty.
Yeah.
And yeah, just racing back to you guys.
Okay. So you guys see Fatima come racing back,
I
clearly
have
injured.
Stopped the cart again.
We have company up ahead.
One, two, many?
Many. Pushing rocks up on the ridge. It's a kill box if we go straight through.
Well, now that they've seen you. I would not be surprised if they have runners doubling back to get us behind.
I will say the kobold did stop and warn me.
There's
he did.
There's at least that.
What
is
the kobold
saying?
Told
for
me
them to get in position.
Told me to go away. That we were gonna die. We're just bad people, bad things. You know.
What type of bad things?
He didn't say.
Okay.
No,
okay.
He said he was protected by the dragon.
That's how that he warned you.
Well, because right,
well,
we protected him from you, so he felt he owed us. Way to go, jerk.
Yeah, I would like to roll perception to look to the left and right and see which way would be easier for the wagon to go through.
And did they follow you?
They did not.
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not.
I was racing away from them. I do not know.
Yep.
From the advantage they have, I think they're just going to stay there.
Ooh. So, 7! I make a 7 perception to figure out which way, left or right, the wagon will go.
I mean, the wagon hit the trail, so you can go...
Yeah, I mean, we're going, like,
left,
this
right.
towards Killbox. We're in a hilly, rocky area.
I mean, it's gotten increasingly hilly and rocky as you've been going. There's pretty much the trail. You can go off trail. You're not going to make it very far with this thing.
I'm going to say we leave the wagon...
Cancun.
Here for now.
Cancun. Well, keep in mind, don't forget, we do have some precious cargo here.
Yeah, we have a dude.
Unless we can use him as a hostage.
if he's worth it.
And yeah, we don't know if he's worth it.
Yeah.
He's still asleep.
All right. Do you think we're in a defensible area here? If we stay here, if these people came towards us, do you think we could defend ourselves?
That's what I'm... If
we got on a high ridge?
If we got on a high ridge, yeah, but right now, I mean, they're... The way it is, it sounds like they're above us.
Yeah.
Can I do like
and they have ranged weapons.
Yeah. I
mean, they pushed stone. They pushed rocks on me.
If we flipped over the cart and hid under it, that's about the best shelter we're going to get out here, unless someone can find a cave.
I can break out the griffin.
You can hide in a cave.
I can break out the griffin, but I don't know if there is a dragon we might need to...
Let's
hold the griffin.
It's an option. I'm just throwing it out.
If we can find a cave to put the wagon in and cover our tracks, we might be able to hold out for a little while until they move on.
And to make a plan.
But,
hopefully question that dude if you wish.
Here's my question, though. I'm wondering if we found their camp or their base.
We may have.
Because they're all of a sudden, they're all there.
Yeah,
we need to wake this. We need this guy up so we can find out
so
who
we can
he
question
is.
Him.
It is late in the afternoon now. We need to find a spot to make camp.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yeah. No, rude. What do you think?
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry,
so, everyone, look for a cave.
Okay. Yeah. Either perception or
20 perception.
Boop.
Perception.
Not
20.
Perception.
She's the better.
Perception or survival.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter.
That 20 perception.
Well, survival, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So, yeah.
We have the greatest... We found a fucking castle.
You found the Cave of Wonders.
And the Fountain of Youth.
And the Fountain of Youth.
I've been out rolled, so I guess my own.
You
found a molehill.
I got a 14.
Bless him.
He's like, hey boys, look at this.
It's not hard to find a cave in this area because it is a lot of plateaus. It's just geographically, caves are pretty easy to find here. You find the best cave. The entrance is well hidden. It's kind of down in a gully. It's big. It's deep. Like, it's not just like a few feet and then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's deep. You can go way back in there. You can, you know, it's positioned so, like, you could have a small fire.
Is there a way out of it?
Yes, there's a way out.
Okay.
So there is, like, there's a mouth. It kind of goes down into a bowl shape, and there's a smaller exit at the rear.
Is there water?
Yeah, there is water.
Okay.
So we literally found, like,
the best
Club Med.
Game ever.
Like, we can move in here afterwards.
Yes. Does it have umbrella drinks?
The Kenku, like, produce torches. And
there is
like,
a serving wench.
I'll be the serving wench.
You're already, like, in the outfit. You're like, oh, wait. Wait, what?
All right, I want to, just to be honest, be prepared to cast Minor Illusion over our camp if the need arises. So
okay.
I'll just mentally prepare myself.
I go out with a branch
and
kind of sweep the mouth of the cave a little bit to make it, you know, try to get rid of the tracks as much as I can.
Okay.
And then when I come back, I put some of the branches out and the leaves out on the ground.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're doing everything possible.
And how far away are we from where the spot where you were?
About a mile and a half.
Yeah. That sounds about right, yeah.
I mean, is there any, like, high ridges or something I can go out and just, like, look and just
see
anything?
They have the high ground, unfortunately.
They have, okay.
You know, like, it's kind of, like, increasingly hilly, almost semi.
So we're, like,
we know
how
We know how having the high ground is.
And unfortunately, to detour around looking for a way to get up behind them, it could take a long time, and there may not be one.
While we're waiting... Can we strip this guy? I have use of his clothes.
I know what you're thinking already.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Is this a stormtrooper maneuver?
Yes.
You're a little short to me. Are you sure about this? If you can bluff your way through it, you really think you can?
Well, I'm kind of hairy-headed for a Goliath, as you may have known, and I've got some of your rather... weird human skin flesh tone in my disguise kit. I could look like a tall human and might pull it off.
Yeah.
Because we need more information.
Yeah,
just sitting here and sitting on our thumbs, they might get bored, leave off, or this might be an encampment, a guard post that protects their major encampment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they saw me, and they attacked me.
They saw you and attacked you, but you were not dressed as a cultist.
But here's my thought. You dress up as a cultist, and you take me with you, you captured me.
We can do that if you're comfortable with that, because these two and the Kiku, I'm sure they can completely defend this camp. I don't know where our elf is, and she can't find us now.
I'm just thinking it might look better instead of you just kind of straggling in. Because we don't know why that guy we knocked
You know from your experience as a military student,
mm-hmm.
It is not unusual for stragglers from a large military unit that's not a cohesive unit. Like, you know, you have cultists, you have raiders, you have
mm-hmm.
mercenaries. When they go into full retreat like that, stragglers sometimes do make their way behind.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Do you have a way to signal me if anything were to happen?
If you're
like a bolt, anything you can shoot up in the air, anything?
No, I've got nothing like that.
My concern is if we do this plan, from what you say from their setup, it will be just you two. We won't be able to find some way to sneak around or anything because it's not possible. It'll be you two on your own.
Unless,
in this dangerous situation.
Well, it is going to be nice.
Yeah, but
I mean,
come into the car?
Let's get some sleep. We'll do this in the very, very early morning. Their guards will be either overtired or undertired.
It'll be depending on whether they're staying guard overnight.
Yeah. Most camps are very slow in the morning. And that's usually the best time for a straggler to show up.
Yeah, I can see that. All right.
Yeah. And,
I guess it's time for the other guy to wake up and to question him then as well.
And in the meantime, we can have the Kiku make us some food. I think I saw some tomatoes in the back. If they can make a tomato sauce, I can make some nice fake blood. I can, get my throat all looking like it's been slashed up, and then I don't have to talk because I don't know a word of Draconic. And you can just nudge me whenever things start getting a little too bad.
True. Because I know Draconic.
Yes.
So
I need to look a little more beat up, though. Because we'll make it look like you and I kind of got...
Yep.
So it just kind of
looks... You already look kind of beat up because you got some rocks trapped
right.
on your head.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I got... I still have my black eye from her. Like,
that's true. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, you might want to heal up before the plan.
Did I get three good berries?
Wait, I'm going to sing a song of rest.
Or
why don't we just rest?
Yeah.
Let's just rest.
The rest will play here.
Can we do... Well,
yeah, you can rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do your song? Are you going to do a song of rest?
No, if we're just going to rest,
you're just
going to rest.
Okay, so you're going to spend one of your hit die to recover?
I mean, if you do the rest,
yeah, what do
the rest,
wait,
you'll get...
Yeah,
so
what do I do?
Roll your hit die, which is a d10. So you have two. Just roll one.
Is that this?
That is a d100. Do you want the other one?
That.
Nope, one more.
This.
There you go.
Yes! Victory!
Ooh. And you're back at full.
Yeah!
Kind of just take a watch.
Okay.
Anything happened over the night? Anything that might have been? Or
I took care of the horses and everything.
How delicious was the Kiku's food?
Ooh, hold on, to roll for that.
Oh, yeah. I find important to get food from the Kiku.
It was okay.
Alright,
okay,
good.
Not great, not terrible. You've had worse.
For food other people have carried, I'm fine with that. Other people cook, other people carry, I'm fine.
Do you have a bucket or anything?
For urinary purposes, or...?
No. Well, it doesn't really make a difference.
I'm going to say sure they gave you a bucket.
Okay. I figure maybe it might be in the junk, or the Kinku maybe had
a
bucket.
You didn't find
a
bucket, but I'll say that the Kinku grabbed
a
bucket.
Anything. Okay.
Yeah, they gave you some... You'll have basic mess kits and stuff in your stadium gear.
Okay,
so
I'm going to fill up the largest pot, or whatever. Fill it up with water, and dump it on the cultist.
He tries to, like, sit up and completely fails and just looks around. my head.
Yeah, and I believe he's completely naked at this point. He stole.
Yeah,
because
he stole
his underpants, his undergarments.
No, they check those things. Have you ever been seen? There are very many religious cults that have magic underpants.
So he's completely. You stripped him completely nude.
Of course. Whatever I'm doing in disguise, I'm going all the way.
Shivering and miserable and naked, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He looks around. Where are we?
Hi, remember me?
Release me, woman.
No.
Wench?
Who are you?
That is none of your affair.
Okay, intimidation.
All that, he's still
okay, do it.
So cocksure.
I don't know.
Yep.
Woo! 20, not a natural 20, but...
I'm going to require some awesome roleplay with that, because you rolled like 320, so...
this was not a natural 20.
Oh, it was a modified 20.
It was yeah. It was a 17 plus 3.
It's a modified.
So what do you say to him?
Actually, if he's sitting down,
he's on the ground,
up,
laying down
yeah.
completely... Did you guys lean him against the wall, or did you just, like, toss him face down in the dirt?
I leaned him gently.
Yeah,
the
yeah. He sees where I'm going to put my foot.
Take no thing.
Take no thing.
Okay.
Explain that. You pay good money for this.
How long do you scream?
I did not drop the foot yet. I'm
whoa,
not
whoa,
it
whoa. Wait, wait, wait.
Okay.
Put the foot down.
down that.
As you wish.
So
you did ask for it.
Screaming and completely rolling on the ground, curled up in a fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
Crying.
Yes. Now tell me who you are. Now, you now sound like Andy Gibb.
I am Dalavar.
Hello, Dalavar. So tell me about your cult.
What do you want to know?
Who are you?
We are the Cult of the Dragon.
Okay, and what are you guys doing? Why are you raiding towns?
We are preparing the Great Horde to honor the Dragon Queen.
Okay. And just kind of give a description of the area where we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so up on the hill up here, there is an encampment. Can you tell me about that encampment?
I would most likely be the rear guard meant to defend the army as it retreats.
Okay. Anybody else want to ask any questions?
How long does the rear guard usually stay in an area until they go back to the rest of the group?
Militarily,
militarily, that's going to vary depending on, keepers are smaller, so they can't afford to usually leave many people behind as a rear
yeah.
guard, but that varies depending on how many guys and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
How large is the force?
I'm not sure. It's not a standard number. It's whatever they can spare.
How many people are in your cult, or what is the population of your whole...
Hundreds.
You know, hundreds. Humans,
kobolds, a few half races.
Okay, how many dragons?
I don't know. I've only seen the one.
Okay.
Does the dragon queen have a name?
Who is this dragon queen you speak of?
She is the master of dragons. When she returns from her prison, you will pay for this indignity.
Where is her prison?
He has no idea. He knows that the
what
Dragon Queen
is
in prison.
Shaped of?
He does not know that.
How are you going to free her?
We must amass a great treasure for her to free her.
A treasure of weight?
Gold, gems, and other valuables.
In other words,
that's why they're looting everything and taking everything.
Are you placing the treasure in a sacred spot or offering it to another god?
The treasure is being stored at our camp.
Where's your camp?
Not sure. I've never been here before. It's beyond... If you found the rear guard, beyond them, they will be close at hand.
Where'd you get your sword, by the way?
It was given to me at camp.
We will keep you here.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I have four little
friends here that'll keep you nice and, you know, keep you company.
They look disgusted. They throw a blanket on him.
I wish for his ear.
He shivers and huddles as close to the wall as he can get. So this is just all bad cop. No good cop whatsoever.
No good cop. We don't like this guy at all.
Well, he started off with attitude. I had to smack that out of him real quick.
His testicles have been crushed, and so it was his spirit.
I can't think
Technically, of it. So you guys are going. So
I kind of kneel down in front of him. Mm-hmm. And just you'll be safe as long as you just sit here and keep quiet. I can promise you that.
I'm gonna have to tell the Kenku. The longer you talk to this guy, the more shinies he will give to you. In other words, they're just gonna sit there and just keep talking to him the whole time. I'm debating if I want to do that or not.
Yeah, but you're hanging out in the cave with them, right?
The keepers have strict rules about torturing prisoners.
Yeah, you're gonna be hanging out, so you're gonna be hearing them talk.
No, okay. We're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
At some point tonight.
Yeah.
The whisper was not meant for anyone else's group.
Okay.
So
you're keeping watch for a bed and everyone else is going to sleep, correct?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do a perception check and see if you...
Me?
Yep. You're staying awake to guard, correct?
Yep. Nat 20.
All right.
This is the best I've ever
seen. Guy. Just
it's my little piece of emerald that I leave in my dice bag now.
And that's why Ian did not do that for D&D.
It pulls energy from the father, and it's for luck.
After about 3 hours,
I had that in there too.
You hear something rustling through the grass on the hill above the entrance to your cave.
Okay.
And you see a single diminutive figure moving towards you. It has not noticed you.
Oh, what kind of figure?
A single diminutive humanoid creature.
A small thing.
Okay.
It's dark, and it's moving stealthily, so you're not sure what exactly it is.
Humanoid, so...
Humanoid.
Like human size. It's not the kobold or anything.
It is human
shape,
meaning arms, legs...
Steady on two legs.
Upright.
Pull out my axe,
mm-hmm.
shield,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of just crouch.
Okay.
And just see if I can get a better look at it.
Okay.
So, would that be a stealth?
Yeah, do a stealth check.
And this will be a 6. An actual 6.
Not a nat 20.
Yeah, it's not a nat 20. Far from it.
Pulling down.
It stops, and you see a rock go flying by you and into the mouth of the cave, and you hear, "Now attack!"
Okay. Yell, everyone up. Yeah, just yell in the cave, everyone up.
Have I slept enough to recover my spells?
I'm going to say that you're going to end up sleeping the whole night at this point, so yeah, you can have your spells off.
Alright.
And just, I'm going to go to the entrance of the cave and just get ready, start hitting my axe to my shield, and just start getting ready for whatever's coming at us.
Your prisoner wakes, the Kenku all wake up, they're like... The kobold that you released jumps down into the gully that is hiding the mouth of your cave, and looks up at you.
Okay.
I go over to the kobold. Brother kobold, thank you so much for warning Fatima. Do you need any food? Do you need any water?
I stand back, cross arms in silence.
You notice that he is covered in wounds, like open gashes and bruises. He's holding his arm in a way that is clearly broken. His tail is missing.
I will call. I will use my healing word on him.
Okay.
Alright, that's 1d4.
And just kind of point you.
Plus spellcast ability modifier? What is
I know.
It's charisma in your face.
Alright.
If he can give us information, we need the information.
Not sure anything.
D4
plus.
Let's
just see what's going on. There's a bigger picture here. Bigger picture.
I know.
So that is 4, right? Give him 4 hit points.
Okay. His wounds seal immediately. His bruises heal. His arm is still a little... He's holding it gingerly, but you kind of see it pop back into place. He looks amazed.
Bring him in. I'm going to give him food.
He eats eagerly. and, like, gulps down any water that you give him.
Yeah, I give him some water.
Mm-hmm. He nods at you.
Thank you.
You've done us a great service.
Cultists see me more and girl. They throw me out of cold.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, to be honest with you. Well, you're one of us now.
And we take care of our own.
Good cave.
Good cave. So, can you tell me, what is up there?
This is weird.
Tell me about your friends.
They're not friends.
They're not his friends.
No kobolds there.
Okay. And what is there?
Humans.
Okay. How many?
Less than 10.
Okay. Is there a way into the camp where we can get in unnoticed?
They build camp in big hole, high mountains all around it, too hard to get around.
And I'm going to ask him about the elf. Remember the one from Canopy?
Have they seen
yes.
Do they have an elf with them?
Prisoner.
I
should ask the other guy.
Elf.
Yeah, dude, okay. I'm fighting them all.
Something our plan is the best.
Yeah.
I agree. Are there any passwords to get into the camp?
No passwords. Lots of people coming. They not know passwords.
Who is in charge? Do you know? Name or anything?
Deep thinking going on.
I'm definitely thinking...
Eyeing it out. He's glaring them because, you know...
I'm definitely thinking our plan is the best.
Yeah, I agree.
I just wish we knew how many were there.
I don't think we're going to find out. I know it's probably more than 10.
Okay.
But,
I'm trying to know with their kobolds.
Have you had enough rest?
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Then let's do it.
Alright. So, I put on the robes of the cultist, including the fancy underwear.
Magical underwear.
Is there any way that you can get me close, guide me close to the camp where I can just kind of oversee everything?
He looks you up and down. You too big to sneak. You huge.
You puff up a little bit.
I don't know. I'm all happy.
Like you're like, I'm going to keep you.
I guess
okay, hold.
Make it look like I got a bit of a gash on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
What if he takes you instead? Could I sneak closer? Or it's still going to be...
You're the best way I have to get into the camp.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Because they see you,
they already know that I'm injured.
The only thing I can say is, once you guys get in there, somehow give me some sort of signal.
You'll hear it.
Okay.
Just give me some moss to put in my ears, or like some wax. We'll go all Odysseus. I take off my...
Okay, can I ask, is there any... The kobold, have you seen any dragons? Is there anything like that around here?
There are dragons here.
Okay. Because I'm thinking the griffin
eggs.
Can get me right...
Eggs?
Eggs. Where are the eggs?
In cave. Lots of eggs.
Okay.
What cave?
A camp.
Their camp is a cave with eggs.
Okay, alright. They've got eggs. They're bringing a lot of treasure.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with dragon life cycle, but I know dragons like treasure.
Dragons love treasure.
So
and
between
if dragons
less than 10
need treasure
to, more than 10, yes.
To take their queen out of her cage, what if the queen's cage is an egg?
But there's lots of eggs.
No, but I have a griffin.
Okay.
No, because once I hear your fart,
yeah.
All right, I can bring it in
we're
with
have
the,
a bright torch.
But the main, where's
we're gonna
the main
walk
camp?
In, we're going to walk in with
this
the bright
the,
torch.
This is just like
so you'll
be
okay.
able to see
so,
in front of us.
The rear guard is positioned to stop anyone who is pursuing, is trying to get to the camp.
Yes, and
to
let any of their guys through.
So
okay,
most likely, yeah, basically they're like, okay, come on,
you're
yeah,
good,
great,
you're
good.
Yeah, they're the sentry.
And if any
yeah.
sizable force comes along,
the
most likely they're going to send a runner to, you know, warn them.
Marathon.
Yep. Okay.
Wait. How about if you guys do that, and then I'll go beyond the camp, and I'll cut off anything that tries running out.
But how are you going to get past them?
Griffin.
And that
had me actually wondering. You said about having me on the Griffin with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we should test that first.
Yeah, Griffin. Do I want a Griffin, especially a Minotaur?
But we could use him.
We are.
Oh, you know what though?
We are Burning Knight.
Okay.
We could use him though to come to the camp and to help us kick ass.
Worst case scenario is the Griffin can pick you up.
Oh, yeah.
And drop you.
That's why I said we should just
not ride probably, but. Yeah. Okay.
Right, so I'm gonna light a really bright torch. I'm gonna drag you in.
Yep.
I'm going to croak and mule like I've got a nearly split in half throat, and I want you screaming the whole way in.
Okay.
Like and cursing and yelling and like.
And whenever you bring me in, we're gonna cause a bit of commotion.
Yep.
People are gonna surround us. And then I want you to point at me, and can your tribe ululate the... Point at me, do that. I'm going to walk backwards a couple of steps and look like I am in paroxysms of death. Or, like, something. More people will crowd around me to see what's going on, and you back
make
away.
Make it like I kind of... I'm attacking you again.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I take off. I mean, I give my sword, my knives, my bow. I kind of put them in the cart.
Yeah. I'm wearing no weapons other than just the cultist robes and me.
I'm gonna hang out by the cave entrance or as close as I can get and wait with him.
Yes, there.
And then as soon as I hear that, well, I should probably pop the Griffin.
Because you want to go.
If you want to follow closer, even just by foot. You should be able to see ahead of us better than they can see behind us. Because I'll have a really bright torch, and they won't be able to see behind the torch.
Okay.
The first one wasn't the stormtrooper maneuver. That was the wandering idiot maneuver, which is similar but different.
Beautifully done.
The wandering idiot maneuver?
He came in as a bard.
Gee whiz, guys, I am so lost. Hey, I have a prostitute with me, and she totally like to bang on me.
PJs for all!
Yeah. BJ's for the highest ranking and chickens for everyone.
Blackjack and hookers.
Yeah, right. So you're lighting a torch and leading. Are you in your wagon or are you just?
No, I'm
going to say foot.
Yeah, just,
foot.
Okay.
I assume we'd be leaving the wagon at the cave.
We're leaving the wagon at the cave.
So the Kenku, the kobold, and your prisoner are staying at the cave unguarded.
No, he's still.
I thought he was. Coming.
You're going with her.
Kiku are there. Yes. Yeah. The Kiku are with the prisoner.
Kiku
are with the prisoner.
And so is the kobold.
And so is my horse.
Yep.
And I have told my little buddies, my murder, leave the horse alone, but, you know, keep an eye on her.
So there's a dude being watched by a group of Kenku, a kobold, and a horse.
He's also tied up.
Oh, yeah. Naked.
But, yeah,
and he's naked.
He has a blanket on him.
With a blanket.
You know this is going to end badly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So, Jade, you see a torch light on the plateau, and just, it's like a beacon that can be seen for miles. You've been keeping an eye on things, scouting around, looking out for, like, anyone trying to flank the rest of the guys. And you can see a robed figure escorting Fatima across the ground. She's not on horseback. She looks
tied
injured.
Up.
She's tied up. And he looks injured. It looks like he has her captive. What do you want to do?
The guy?
Yeah, he is in dragon cultist robes. He has a torch held high. His throat's all messed up. Fatima's tied up, and she's on foot, and she looks like she's been in combat and injured.
Okay. Well, I've got a lot of, like, stealth stuff going on. I've got Mark Wild.
You can easily be stealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go like sneak up behind a tree. Do I have anything other than a javelin that I can throw? No, I'm not aiming to kill. I don't want to kill.
Just
think she has an alignment where she's not gonna aim
just
to kill.
Just maim.
Yeah, no, I just wanna knock you out of play. I'm going to throw a javelin, but I'm not trying to kill him.
Okay.
I'm trying to like hit him.
Don't botch.
Roll a d20.
Okay.
Aiming for a non-lethal.
Yeah, I just want to.
Okay.
I don't know.
I wonder if my
somewhere
my
that a javelin
lethal will come back to me.
Oh crap! I'm having flashbacks of I'm gonna shoot this guy.
I'm just gonna shoot at his feet. I swear I plan to shoot at his feet.
There's a reason to call you One Eye now.
Is there a saving throw I can make against this thing?
No.
I think I used all my good javelins.
A javelin comes flying out of the darkness, knocks the torch out of your hand, setting the grass on fire, which is quickly spreading.
Oh.
You curse, because you can't see Jack. You guys are left in, you know, not great light of a rapidly burning grassland.
I am unarmed and tied up.
Yeah, and he's clutching his hand, and is Sorrel cursing?
Sorrel is cursing his flipping head off! What the hell?! Alright, I'm gonna roll investigation to see what the heck just hit me.
What in the...
15-19.
That is a very barbaric-looking javelin.
Do I immediately recognize it?
You remember seeing one hit a dragon in the eye.
Oh, hell. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Come on, help me put out this fire quickly. Alright, let me...
We start to kind of have her tied up. Oh, come on.
This land is strange.
We're trying to get into the camp so we can get rid of a lot of cultists and figure out why the Dragon Queen is attacking people. Where have you been?
Scouting. I was scouting.
See anything?
Did you see us move into the cave? See us blow up a whole bunch of elves and kobolds?
I
mean, just been sitting under a tree with your hand in your pants? I mean, come on!
That's a personal question.
We need to back off on that
one. I'm a little pissed right now, okay?
Calm down. Calm down.
I was trying.
This makes it look more realistic.
I was trying to save.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Thank you.
I thank you for the thought.
The human.
The human, yeah, yeah.
Can you go back there, check on the Kiku? We had to leave it unguarded. We've got like a whole party of people doing stuff right now. If you could...
Yeah, sure.
The naked guy, just leave him tied up and don't worry about the kobold.
You haven't had an interesting time.
Yeah, we
the
have.
Naked guy, don't talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kobold, good.
He's
naked
on our
guy,
side.
Bad. Kiku.
Kenku.
Chaotic neutral?
Kenku. You know, she's already met them. They know. Yeah, the murder.
Okay.
Murder.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
kiss,
check
kiss.
In.
Here's your javelin.
Hold on, let me pull that out of here.
Hey, I'm back
at
the tree.
Just
pull
that out of the tree there.
I'm really happy to have that.
You have the stealth and everything, right?
She has the magic stealth shoes. She's the stealthiest of stealth.
Actually,
she's the blade tonight.
She would be the one to drop behind the line.
She could probably climb the rock face and sneak up behind these guys better than anyone else here. Mm.
All right. Nix the cave idea.
Yes.
You're coming with us.
Okay.
Battle.
Yeah, back to Stormtrooper. One of them.
All right. Time.
Stormtrooper. Yeah, back up.
Redo my makeup a little bit.
Make sure you leave the blood on your hand.
At the moment.
We were still at the cave, I believe.
Yeah, we're waiting for a signal, and I'm
going to pop out the
griffin and drop him in the middle.
There's a griffin thing.
And try to take care of anybody who tries to leave the warden. This is the rear guard, this isn't the main camp.
Gotcha.
So what we figured is, here's the rear guard, the main camp's back here. We don't want anyone warning the main camp. So she's going to kind of fly overhead. Anyone who comes by, she's going to try to take.
Right.
You can't get me over here.
Which
Chilling.
You can also kind of, like, keep that in mind.
Hide behind the pile of dead barns. okay, so you guys make your way to the narrow chasm that they use to push boulders down on Fatima. Luckily, there's no more boulders for them to push down. It was kind of like...
They're one shot.
One-shot plan.
You have your torch, correct?
Yep, I've got a torch in one hand and a Fatima in the
other. Dalavar, is that you?
I'm fighting and like tugging and cursing in my native tongue.
Wow. I'm holding the torch out in front of me so they can just see the torch light. It's hard to see my face. 10.
Well, you hear one of them shout, "He's hurt! Rouse the medic! Get him up here! He has a prisoner!"
Just fighting and mm-hmm. tugging and, you know.
All right.
So they allow you to come up the death alley.
Death alley. The kill box.
Yes.
You find there is a fully route. There's a cultist. They're all wearing identical black robes with a big curved reptilian-looking mantles. There's one guard. It looks like a couple of lower-level acolytes, like the guys you fought before, and one mercenary type who's, you know, heavier armor. He's got like a pike. They move to take the lead of the prisoner.
Mm-hmm. So where's the biggest bad in this group?
They are all looking about the same.
Okay.
I mean, no one's like
clearly
the leader.
They're cultists. They all.
Okay. I am going to kind of give you the signal.
All right. So you said they're kind of coming over to try to grab the rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So at that point, I kind of, you know, predetermined, kind of slip out.
Yep.
And give my.
I'm going to back up. I shake like this,
mm-hmm.
and try to get her out of my kill box.
Where? Okay.
Out of your
yep.
kill box.
Yep. So I'm gonna back up like
so
this.
Dirty.
Kill box.
He's having a seizure. Put the spoon in his stuff. Either so his mouth or he doesn't bite his tongue off.
Activating thunder wave.
There's kill boxes everywhere.
This is one giant kill box.
Yep.
Let's hope you're not in the middle of this one.
Okay.
Thunder wave has activated.
Activate the thunder wave.
So
constitution
like, saving
throws.
The back way as you guys doing this, correct?
Basically.
Yeah, if you can loop around.
You might be seeing this mess going on here.
15.
15.
Because what we don't want is anyone running.
Okay, just so you know, as soon as I hear this, I'm activating the griffin. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I getting none of this? Am I just?
No, I'm
wrong.
Well,
we're
not high,
aren't we?
Puzzling. What do I?
Am I in the right spot?
Yeah, you.
She's gonna grab you like this.
I have no weapons.
Yeah,
sure.
I did not activate until I
okay.
cleared you.
Yeah,
but you should be able to loot some weapons. Too.
That's what I was thinking. If you see a bow or anything, I can do knives too. But
roll your damage.
Six.
You're saying it was a double six again.
Wham! This dude goes flying off a cliff and screams. You see a guy just go flying over the edge of one of these plateaus and screaming, and he lands like 50 feet away from you, just impaled on rocks and smashed to bits. He's knocked down. This gentleman is out of range, and he's knocked down, but they are not dead. So they are going to be getting up, and they are not pleased.
I am laying down like I'm dead.
As if it's a magical explosion.
As if you killed me with a magical explosion.
Teemo.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I'm free of my bonds at this point. And I just kind of, for a moment, I'm like, who's next? And just kind of raise my fist.
To give him a crazy eye.
Yeah. Give him just the whole, like, I'll kill you all. 20?
Yep.
You can intimidate them.
They're hanging back.
Alright.
You see them making lots of little hand gestures and...
Well, you being like, oh, like I said, Arabian and everything, they would be like...
Oh, yeah, they all
have this, you know? Right.
I'm a freaking
so
devil
Jade,
from the desert.
You're down here. You were supposed to climb up there, sneak behind, and like shoot people. Then Thunderwave starts going off, and you hear lots of shouting and explosions, and guys are getting thrown off cliffs. What do you want to do?
I start climbing up the cliff.
You can just go up. You don't have to climb.
Okay.
You know, or do you want to climb up and continue to be try to be sneaky?
No, I'm going to climb.
Okay, do an athletics check.
Yeah!
Like it was a flat sidewalk.
Like a bounce! Like,
so
as
I
if
can't
it was,
aim today, but
you can climb!
It's as if there were handles on the side of the cliff.
You climb this thing with all the grace of an elf. And all the strength of a barbarian of the Icewind Dale.
You're like a little like, mountain goat. You're like...
No, she's like a Yeti. She's just tearing up this thing. You just peer like over. You see this guy... He's got a spell ready. Fatima hasn't noticed him because her attention's focused on these. Sorrow's on the ground. She seems to be fending them off somehow, and he's just weaving a spell like he's getting ready to cast something at her.
Mm.
What do you want to do?
I'm gonna come up behind this dude and club him.
Okay.
What is our ultimate aim here, by the way?
Take out the rear guard so they don't. You don't want any of these guys to run and warn the main camp.
So okay. If you can take them out, if you can kill them, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, you're taking them off.
Alright, so roll a d8. That's gonna be your damage. So this guy's weaving. You hear him whispering in Draconic. He's
like, oh, I know Draconic, by the way.
He says, by the wrath of the Dragon Queen, may your blood burn.
Okay.
And you bust him in the back of the head and kill him.
Yeah!
Nice.
So literally, it's like, may your blood burn, dead.
Well, no, actually, may your blood burn.
Now, okay, so she's still kind of hidden, so they don't...
There's no fire, the light is poor.
Okay.
And she has the magic stealth shoes. They're focused on, he's apparently dead, their friends are all hurt, they're doing all kinds of stuff.
They're still focused on me.
Yes, they're focused on you. So, for their turn, these guys are going to stand up, and they are going to start attacking you, because they can't let this stand. They've got to do something here. Oh dear.
My god, I need a ranged weapon. I really need a ranged
weapon. You have a javelin.
I know, but still.
So they're going to come pull their scimitars, and they're going to come at you.
You got scimitars, too?
Nope, I have no weapons right now.
I said that in the same day.
There's a 13 hit your AC.
What's my my armor class?
Yes.
No, I'm 15.
Okay, so one swings at you with a scimitar. No effect. Second's going to swing at you with a scimitar. Even worse, so still...
I'm like all ninja. I'm like, Matrixy. That sounds like when you're in the Matrix. No, completely different.
He, however, is going. He begins to whisper in Draconic, and he just says, "Burn!" And he's going to cast Sacred Flame on you.
And I laugh and say, "I am born in the fire."
You
are going to voice is like, "Oh shit!"
Are going to make her sing. Like,
oh, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt.
You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, and that's my d20, right?
That's your d20.
Okay.
Plus your dex modifier.
Okay.
So you got a 6. So you get a plus 6.
Yo!
So.
20!
You quit. You're just done.
He sends this gout of fire just bursting out of his hand. And you completely like, whoop!
I can't wait, under wait, wait, no. I'm like a fire.
Are you annoying the GM?
Yes!
These guys are going to try to revive Sarl.
Interesting.
Because
remember, they think
as far as they think you're injured. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to help you up.
Alright, so I'm going to let them help me up a little bit.
Okay. They lift you between the two of them.
And I'm going to point at her and say, "No!" And I would like to cast a minor illusion for her to look like a desert dragon.
You can't pull that off with minor illusion. Desert dragon is huge.
Minor.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You can make her look like something.
Can I have her have the head of a desert dragon?
Or a giant cobra would actually look pretty cool.
No, I mean, these are dragon
cults.
You're right.
No, that is. If I didn't hate snakes, I'd say that was awesome.
We've angered the goddess of the desert! And then I look like I'm going to try to book away.
Do deception.
Alright, rolling deception.
Come on, buddy! Fantastic. You know what to do!
This is the best.
9.
Deception. This is the best play.
He is going to cast another divine flame at you. Kill the abomination!
Oh, great!
I tried.
Do a dex saving throw. Let's see what you can do here.
Let's try this again.
Good
16.
Enough. Good enough. Another divine flame has no effect whatsoever on you.
I want ice cream after this.
So you hear all of this going on.
Oh, the moment we heard the horn, it was like, lift.
So your bronze sculpture grows, and the wings bend as it flexes its muscles, it shakes itself out, and it kind of like lowers itself down like as low as it can go when it gets a look at you, so that you can get on.
That was
was a short joke.
Yeah. But you know what, though? No, Griffin Riders are supposed to be small.
They're elves.
Mm. Usually, yeah, elves make the perfect ones because they're small. But being that I am naturally small. So I'm going to get on top.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Fatima's weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to go left. You know, two strokes of the wings up, and then on its way up, grabs him by the shoulders.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm dropping him, like, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And then I'm coming right here.
Okay. So you drop him right in the middle of everything.
Brackus, man.
I'm just picturing you, like, laying in, like,
whoa. I cast Feather Fall.
And, like, fall really slow, like, suck it.
Alright.
Okay.
Whatever.
Praxis, what are you doing?
Toss your weapons.
Okay.
I can't get my bow. What did, my bow, yeah, right?
Yeah. So all your weapons land at your feet.
Okay.
Is a spoken word a free action?
Yes.
I'm going to do a deception and say, she has summoned the Minotaur! And I botch.
I needed that.
Literally, he falls on you.
Okay.
All this yelling and excitement is just...
So... You summoned, you did your thing, you landed, you threw your weapons.
Her weapons to her.
Jade.
Okay.
You've killed this guy. He's dead.
I had a frog in my throat.
I suppose this guy's right next to me, right?
Yep, you can totally get up on that guy.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to start taking him out.
Okay.
I think all I really have to go with right now is still my club. In terms of my weapon.
You have your flail that you got.
I have a flail?
Yeah, it's just a D8.
Where is that?
You asked for it. You said you wanted a flail.
Okay. Maybe you didn't write it down.
You're attacking him?
Yeah, I'm gonna attack him with the flail.
Alright, roll a d20.
Ganged up and dying, so...
12.
Maybe I can actually do some stuff.
Okay, you hit him. Roll your damage, so it's a d8. Really? Okay, you hit this guy really hard. You break his arm. Refuse to cast the spell. He's like, yes. Stupid elf bitch!
I say back in Draconic, because I speak Draconic.
Yeah.
Who are you calling bitch, you bitch?
Who are you calling?
Sick burn!
He's gonna forgo magic, because he sucks at it. He takes out... Apparently. He pulls out his club... in his other hand, and he's just gonna swing at you.
Okay.
Does an 8 hit your armor class?
Armor class is 15.
Yeah, you broke his good hand. He's working. He's a righty.
Yeah.
So the cultist and the guard, they don't know what to do because you're shouting stuff. They're gonna focus on the Minotaur. So they're gonna run up on you.
Okay.
And then nobody noticed the fucking griffin behind
them.
No, it's dark.
It's dark, so you're up above.
I'm guessing you flew high like a chopper, you know?
And no, I landed.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you flew high
over
top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Over there. You
whenever
just, like,
you dropped him, it looked like he just materialized from the sky.
Okay.
All right. So the cultist is going to swing and crack us with his scimitar. And he completely misses and does nothing and feels bad about himself because he should go hang himself.
I don't need to ready my shield then.
And the guard, he is going to also... He's going to come at you with a spear. It's like... He's ready to go.
No. No.
You got to work on your
Does
ACs,
a 12
man.
Hit your AC?
My AC is 12.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
I cast shield. It's a reaction.
Okay.
And I get +5 of my AC for that.
Okay.
And that's until the end of my
Describe
next
Describe your spell.
So he's coming at me with a...
He's coming at you with a spear like, yeah!
And as he does that, I go, wave my hands like this, like spreading my hands
So you wave your hands in front of you.
Like this, and the magical shield is kind of like...
What sound does it make?
Bit.
Shwing!
Yeah.
Shwing! Shwing!
Appears in front of me and blocks the spear.
He looks amazing. He looks stunned.
I knew!
Like,
I was waiting, I'm like, come on!
The cow knows magic! Kill the cow! And these guys are going to continue to focus on Fatima.
Oh, and by the way, if you want me to roll for that magic charity.
Did you give Fatima her weapons yet?
Yes, I have them.
Okay.
Go
but
for
they're
it.
On the ground, so I have to...
Nope, nothing.
I'm so used to being magical. You know, like, take out a bunch
there's
of...
Should I go with my knives?
There's one spell thing.
Fatima.
Yeah. Which I go with?
At that point, you should probably go with your nine. A 14 hit your AC.
No! Hold on, ready?
Yep.
John hates me! Why does he hate me so much?
Are there any dead bodies near me?
Right, I need to know which this person over here and say, can I have a weapon, please?
He wants to cock someone.
Sure. I will throw you. I mean, I'll give you my axe.
I can work with an axe.
Okay.
Not something I'm proficient in, but at least it's a cutty, sharp thing.
Okay.
So let's just say I have the biggest weapon on the field right now.
Alright.
Oh, no!
Okay, so just little by little,
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna have walk right in.
I'm awkward.
I'm assuming a griffin makes like an eagle sounding noise.
Yes.
Okay.
A keening whale.
Yes.
Screeching awful way.
It has sharp parts in front of it.
Yes. Okay. Do that. Wings spread out just to get everybody's attention.
Okay.
And then kind of jump in, and then the griffin gets multi attack.
Yes, it does.
So can I do slash bite, slash bite, like kind of jump in and do that?
What's your multi attack?
Multi attack is the griffin makes two attacks. One is with the beak, and then one is with its claws.
Yep, go for it.
Okay, so first off, we'll do the slash first.
Okay.
The claws is to hit. It's 1d or no plus 6. It's 21.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 2d6 plus 4, 6, so 10, 12 slashing damage.
Yeah, you rip him. He just like tears this dude's throat out.
And the beak.
Everything here.
The beak is
I believe that's beak.
24 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that is 1d8 plus 4. Nine, and that is piercing.
Alright, so the griffin tears this one dude's throat out. He just turns like, what? And raises his hand like, oh no! Throat out. He just
tears his voice right out.
Craxus is covered in blood.
The man who had his spear was trying to, like, gut Craxus, turns with his spear, and it looks like he's trying to, like, hold it in a position to keep the griffin back. He goes back a step or two, then it just lunges forward, snatches the thing out of his hand, breaks it in half, and just bites down and, like, tears his leg off and throws it across the field.
Oh my God!
And he just screams, ah! Ah! And just bleeds out in a matter of seconds.
Your griffin has some anger management issues.
Dude, griffins are fucking badass.
You still have your actions.
Oh, nice.
That was the griffin's action.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can throw an axe at somebody.
Yeah. You have my axe, so I'm just going to whip my hand axe at one of these guys. This guy right
go
there.
For it.
So, okay, so that is what? Plus
that's a
five.
Dex.
Is it plus 5? Same in here, attack bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
11.
Just a miss.
Can I take
Fatima, what do you want
to
do?
I'm going to take my knife. Can you set everything kind of landed on the ground?
Yep.
I just grab my knives.
You're attacking both of them?
Yeah.
Other way up, you can get by the crotch.
Yeah. So are you attacking? You got three targets. Who are you attacking?
Or he can just come up right
into I'm going to take him.
Okay.
And him.
Okay.
Because his back is to me, so I'm going to let him, guys, deal with him.
And that guy was like burn, burn him.
Yep. So what I roll?
You're going to do two attacks, and they are both.
So a d20 for two attack.
Yep.
D20?
So
d20.
Mm-hmm. 10 plus the attack for the dagger.
My attack bonus? 39. 6,
yep.
So 16.
Ow. That's a hit.
Yep.
Hold on. Boom, 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 boom! Thank you!
Roll your damage for that one.
What's the damage for it?
1d4.
Plus 6.
What's my 1d4? This
that
stupid
one?
Thing?
Yep.
I hate this one!
Roll plus 6.
Then. Plus 6?
No,
plus
but
six.
I hate this. And roll 6?
3 plus 6?
9.
So you stab him in the gut, and he just doubles over and falls over. Second guy.
Well, you're to attack.
Do it again?
Yep.
Yeah,
do that exact same thing.
Okay.
But better.
Okay. Can I get better than that?
There, roll your
d4. Okay.
Plus 6.
8.
8.
Why do you hate me?
You slash him from like the from he's like holds up his hand and yeah. like, you slash him and he's just like ah, just like blood just pouring down his arm as he's trying to fend you off. So you picked up your knives and went at people.
Yep.
Craxus. there's a lot of blood everywhere.
Yeah.
You're just, you have like, just splatters of it all over.
Who, what do you want to do?
I'm thinking about it.
You want to
go? I got two ideas.
Okay.
I don't know which one I want to go with.
Roll a d10.
You're just like,
I like your, even
I understand.
For melee, yeah,
the coolest thing ever. In the history of cool things,
evens.
You are doing melee.
Alright, so my idea is I'm going to try and get that guy out of my horns.
Okay, go for it.
And if I hit him, I want to try and see if I can push him into the
So you're doing the running horn attack?
Well,
thing?
I'm right next to him, so I can't run.
Okay.
So it's more like I get
you,
him the
You're
horns.
Using your horns as your weapon.
Yes. Yeah.
You're always armed. Alright, so it's just going to be a strength check.
Plus my proficiency. So, yeah, strength. Which is good. So be plus 5.
You're just like chilling. You're like, oh, this is nice. Like, 13? Well, look at the umbrella tree.
Oh, yeah. 13.
And I believe it's a D10 damage.
D10 piercing damage.
Oh. Damn it.
You really don't like us, huh?
Kill him, my guys!
Yeah, we, you
and
he
that's
was,
plus 5 again, I
you
guess.
You thought he was, like, helping us?
Plus 5, 8.
So, you hit this guy. You don't quite kill him.
Okay.
He's like, you totally score him on the side, like you feel, you hit kidney. He's like punching you in the side of the head. Help!
I'm trying to like push him against the other guy, like,
yeah. He can do a strength check.
Do a strength check.
Come on!
Ooh.
19.
Ooh, 22!
You push him into the other guy, and push him back away from Fatima. So you're a big meat wall. Jeez.
I'm cool.
Okay. I'm going to say in Draconic to the guy,
mm-hmm.
Look, I don't want to break your... I really don't want to break your other arm. Get out of here.
Oh, you're going to leave?
Yeah, I want him to run away.
No.
The plan was not to let anyone escape.
No one's allowed to escape?
No one's allowed to
escape.
Because
there
was
only
one
army.
Oh, for God's sake.
That was the plan.
You could, like, you know, try and get him to surrender.
But, you know, in...
All right.
In her context, she doesn't know the full plan.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, because we told her.
We told her. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say, I don't want to break your other arm, surrender.
You can either intimidate, diplomacy, whatever you
want to
do.
How do you want? How are you trying to say this to him?
9, 10.
He's gonna swing at you. I will be honored when I join the queen!
Aww.
And he misses completely.
Wow!
What is going on?
Both of us are just failing miserably over here.
What is going on? We're a bunch of bosses. They just can't hit for crap.
It's the corner of fail.
These guys are both gonna swing at their scimitars with Fatima and Craxus respectively. And they fail all over the...
See, they're magic.
We're magic!
And they're gonna run.
Minotaur magic.
Nope.
Oh, hell no.
Fatima, you get a free attack.
I get a free attack?
You get a free attack. Just roll... You just get a basic attack, so a d20.
For your dagger.
With your dagger.
Nope.
Craxus, you get a free attack against the same
Come
guy.
Come on!
Oh! 22.
He's dead.
Yeah!
Fatima, you get another free attack because that guy was also next to you. Nope. Craxus.
I stab you. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm
get that out.
So you have two attacks. Lauren just like, blood.
God.
Someone's small intestines just cut out.
Grace, you have a chance. You have a chance to take a free attack. You don't have to. This guy is running.
Is he in flailing distance?
Yeah, you can hit him. When you run away like that, basically you're abandoning defense to pull.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
He keeps running.
Not for long.
Sarah, what are you doing?
I've got an axe.
You're gonna hit him with the axe?
Yeah.
He looks at you. Wait, before you do it, before you do it.
He looks at you.
He looks at you. He grabs onto your shoulder. Come on, Talifar!
I'm not Talifar.
You hit him right in the center of the head. He hits his knees and
this
just dead.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Holy crap!
And I didn't have to sing that one.
You didn't.
Yeah, you're not Talifar.
But he did anyway because he.
What do you guys want to do now?
First thing, search
the
bodies.
Loose the corpses!
Loose the corpses!
They have no treasure.
Oh.
You find their weapons. They have Cult of the Dragon outfits and weapons, but that's about it. They have no gold or
valuables. Do they have any, even if it's dragon scale, do they have any emblems or anything like that?
No,
anything shiny. I'm looking for four shiny things.
They have their clothes and their weapons.
I will take four of the
scimitar
weapons. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have the dragon for about another 5.5 hours.
Okay.
Not the dragon, the griffin.
And I
so,
guess I'm just covered.
Can
for
you go do some scouting?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go real high in the air and just see what I can see.
All right. Well,
see if you can see campfires and common
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am bloody.
Everybody,
you are not just bloody. You're gored.
Well, I need a landing zone. All the space.
Alright, for people on the podcast, the GM is converting our table into a world.
Into a...
If we so could have let one of them live just so they could spread the rumor, the crazy, you know,
too bad we
the crazy desert devil.
But he can tell the tale. Saul can tell the tale.
Oh, yes!
Woo!
Alright,
well,
I am compacting...
What's the name of this story?
Alright, I'm compacting this...
Hercules is red.
...into...
Why do you do that?
Because she said the griffin's better than Hercules.
The griffin is better
How
than Hercules.
Thank you.
Aboard your griffin, high, high up, you see that they have flown... They have built their encampment on this multi-level of it's like almost like a horseshoe shape. You see there are various levels. There's like a lower level... where you have a group of kobolds around these primitive, junky-looking tents. There is a guard tower down here. You see that, you know, there are steep hills that go, you know, steep almost cliffs, you know, going down to that level. Higher up you have encampments where you have, like, soldiers and occultists and acolytes. There is another guard tower way, way high up on that level. Their tents are nicer. They are, you know, milling around. You see, there's blending all together. Far at the rear end of the camp, there is an enormous tent. You recognize that immediately as that's going to be the leader's camp. And there is the entrance to a cave. Everyone seems to be bedding down for the night. They are very lax in their guard. You know, there are people stationed in the guard station. They are active, but they're, you know, camping, drinking, and having a good time. What would you like to do?
I'm just gonna scout out, basically take all the information you just told me,
mm-hmm.
and go back and report everything to everybody else.
Okay.
There's 41 miniatures here.
Count them.
Yes, I actually counted.
I'm assuming you're back at the cave now, reporting up the information.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to think. There's really nothing else that I'm going to.
This is an overwhelming force.
Yep.
Is there anything up here?
Okay.
The one nice thing is they're almost like in a valley if I'm looking at it right.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, up, they're basically in a big U.
What's the ultimate goal here?
Wait, you know what?
I mean, we're getting rid of the cultists, I believe, was the goal.
I'm a Goliath.
An information mission.
And they thought I was a cultist.
So if I snuck around in there and I was... I'm sorry.
Did you snuck around in there?
If I snuck around in there, I could probably get...
Info.
Yeah,
probably.
It seems to me that they're extremely poor at discrimination. I mean, they've got such a large force, they're using uniforms to identify each other.
We just killed a bunch of them.
We can go back to where the rear guard was, get those cloaks, the ones that are at least bloodstained. Luckily, they're mostly red anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're the Minotaur is right here. The Minotaur is right.
They are black, for the record.
Oh,
yeah, they're black.
Only the one guard guys.
If we come and say that we were attacked,
we'll pretend like we're the real guard.
Pull everyone into the fort.
Before we decide to go in all in on this, all on our own, there's the entire city of Greenest looking for revenge.
True. There's going to be a lot of...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can actually call for the keepers. And, I mean, I can try to do that. Right now, I'm in a good position to alert a lot of people
now,
as quickly as possible.
You did the scout.
Here's my concern. Do they have some kind of messengers coming back and forth between the camp and the rear guard? You know what I mean?
My concern is the dragon eggs. If I could swoop down and grab those freaking eggs
and just get
the hell out.
The dragon in general, actually, because remember there was the one.
Well, we don't know. They're looking to cast some sort of a ritual to bring that.
A kobold mentioned
if we can stop that.
Dude.
They're going to go insane and attack.
Even if
show the numbers better.
We knew what the weak point was in this group. We'd be left with hundreds of individuals who have now lost their religion. We need a cleanup crew.
Yeah, we need someone to take care of this.
We need reinforcements, serious reinforcements.
Yeah.
And I agree with our Candlekeep friend over here that we need to alert as many of our allies as possible. We did what we were supposed to do, which is find the encampment.
Your primary mission is to get information about, as much information about the camp and their numbers and their purpose as possible.
So we need to
no
sneak in.
You don't have to. You can weigh that. I mean, you have an overwhelming force.
The thing is, though, like I said, I just wish we knew what the ritual was. We have a way to actually disrupt that,
we can
if you can go in there...
We can do it all.
Yeah.
She can go in. I'll get you some of the cleanest robes. If you want, I can put a little bit of a disguise on you if you think any of the cultists have seen you. And if you can take your griffin in the few hours that you have left and get to Greenest or Candlekeep or wherever you think you can fly to and amass a force... While that force is arriving, which will take days, because it takes a long time to provision and...
Oh, I'll be able to get back here.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that major force won't be able to get here until a few days.
Yes.
In that time, hopefully we can figure out what's going on and at least delay it.
Okay, and then I will come back here. I mean, I'm going to alert them, let them do whatever they're doing, and then I'm coming back here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I should...
A thousand.
I'm assuming in 5 hours I can get... Because if you look at the map where everything is, it's not that far away.
Well, can I...
You know what I mean?
Can I go somewhere? Can I jump on my horse and go somewhere?
You could head to Candlekeep, you could go back to Greenest, and you could warn them both.
Yeah.
And make your ways back.
Okay.
After you've warned the two biggest military forces... You could even potentially, maybe, you know, if you wanted to, like, you know, get the candle, keep it, like, warn Baldur's Gate, warn, you know, Waterdeep, warn...
And then will I have enough time to get back?
Well, you'll definitely...
I'm going to say you can at least get back to the immediate area, if not here.
Okay.
And if you weren't Candlekeep can send horse messengers out to...
You,
yes.
You get the Candlekeep, they can, you know, light the beacons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And then...
Yeah, Wait, hold on.
The Wookiees from Kashyyyk.
They start coming.
You have your fast as hell horse now.
Yep.
So, you're going to Greenest. I'm going to Candlekeep.
Okay, so you guys are out of things for the moment.
Uh-huh.
You guys are basically left to your own devices.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I need to rest up.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure the Kikus and the Kobolds and the naked guy is tied up.
Naked guy, yeah.
Naked guy.
I'll give him one of the bloodier robes to cover himself with.
Okay, so you're heading back to rest.
Here's a souvenir from your friends.
More military.
Oh, yeah! We killed one of your friends
for
this!
What are you doing?
I'm hanging out in the cave with him.
Okay.
Yep, and I'm dressing her up in a robe if she wants it.
Yeah, sure.
You're rusty?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm getting
we gotta
disguised.
But I'm going to...
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm going to sneak around in there.
Okay.
And while I'm...
Oh, and I'm going to... Well, you and me and me and the kobold is still missing a tail.
Stop it!
Are getting ready to rest. I will use the Song of Rest before my long rest to do any additional healing.
Okay. Jade, are you determined to sneak around as soon as possible, correct?
Yeah, I really think I should.
Okay.
Are we going with that plan together, or is it just going to be...
She?
No, it's me.
Just her.
I think she's Maverickin. Okay.
Yeah. Jade, remember, if you can get a hold...
I'm looking for the drunkest bunch of people I can find.
Okay.
Nice.
So, you enter the camp, there's no rear guard, there's no one really actively guarding. It's night, everyone's gathered around their fire, you hear, like, people snoring in tents. When you walk in, there's dirt, it's disgusting, it's the kobold level, it's the lowest level, there are some kobolds up on the guard station, like, the guy who, and they kind of, like, whatever. It stinks, there's, like, drakes walking around, like, fighting over bones, and they just kind of... hunker and don't look pleased to see you.
Okay.
Do you try to approach them? Do you keep going? What do you want to do?
No, I keep going. Okay. I don't want to be not the kobolds. I don't really know.
Okay. So you keep going. They make no attempt to stop you. Where do you want to head?
I'm trying to see if anybody seems obviously drunk.
Give me a perception check.
What's your roll?
18.
Okay. You find one group of tents on the second level, and these dudes are clearly not dragon cultists. These look like mercenaries and like the hireling that have been hired on. They are all drunk as hell.
Okay.
When you see them, when they see you approaching, they raise their glasses to you.
I say, good night to you.
It will be when we're paid. They drink.
I hear that.
How'd you fare in the battle? Did you get some spoils?
Not too much. You know, I just got this lion claw. I showed the lion claw that I picked up before.
Now, don't let them get it. Look at it, or they'll put it in the cave with the rest of the loot.
Yeah, well, it's small.
They'll take anything they can get.
Yeah, like dragon eggs?
Yeah, they're in the cave with the treasure.
The treasure, huh? Like, how much treasure do you think it is?
I don't know. Everything that we took from the towns is all stocked in there.
Is that for their ritual?
Gods only knows what they're going to do with it. All I care about is what I'm going to be paid once this is all done with.
Yep, I understand. Have a good night.
You're just going to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you headed now?
I'm going to see if somebody looks ruby.
Yeah. There are acolytes and proper cultists scattered throughout. Are you looking for anything specific with one of them?
I'm still trying to see if somebody else... I'm still looking for drunk folks. People that look... you know, like they're not... Could they be more weak and willing to talk?
Okay. You notice there's one guy. He's kind of off by himself with a few of the mercenaries. He's whispering to them a lot, and they seem like to be talking back and forth. They shut up when you are moving over, like, and wait to see what you would... If you're gonna move along, or if you're coming over,
I'm gonna pretend like I'm moving along. But remember, I'm mad stealthy, so I'm going to use my my hiding skill,
yeah,
and my boots, and just kind of hang out in the darkness and let them talk.
You see that these guys are like talking about they have some gold that they've hoarded, and it looks like they have a pact going, like they're stealing, they're embezzling,
right.
And they're counting up their spoils and keeping an eye. That's why they kind of camped over here away from everyone else.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's fine. Good to know.
Anything else?
I'm going to scan up there and see if anybody else looks vulnerable.
Up here, it's just tightly packed. They seem increasingly alert the deeper you go into camp.
Okay. And all right. I'm going to scan this way and see if anybody looks vulnerable. Talk.
Towards the kobolds?
Not into the kobolds, but between the kobolds and the
not especially, guys. I mean, basically you have like the lowest level is kobolds, then there's variously varying degrees of dude and camped people.
That's fine. Actually, before I leave, I'm going to do my, you know, hide into the melt into the darkness thing.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can hear anything that the cultists are saying.
I mean, it's camp talk, nothing like...
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna get the hell out of there.
Okay. So we have You guys are making your way at top speed. You guys are resting.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stop there for this time.
That works.
So yeah. You found the camp. You didn't find Leosin or your dwarf, but you did find the camp, and you fought some of their soldiers and emerged victorious, and you didn't die, and you didn't get discovered. So go you. Next time we'll do episode 3 and see what you guys do with that. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thanks for coming out.
I do.
Awesome. Yes, yes, yes.